When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, welcome to We Love to Hate Everything. I'm Jody.
And I'm Amanda. And here's Latrice. Jumped right in the second that theme song started playing.
The lovely gray cat Latrice.
Our producer.
We should have that. She's our sound mixer.
Yeah, she really makes things better.
Our sound engineer. Just like Jabriz. She's been in high demand. This is an opportunity of a lifetime. We're going to be talking some 90 Day Fiancé soon. But later in the show, we're super thrilled because we're doing a little crossover with Kara Berry from Everyone's Business But Mine.
Yes.
Seeking Sister Wife is back. Have you watched it yet?
I did.
Ooh, well, I guess, okay, I just messed that up because obviously we both watched it because we're recapping it.
Oh, yeah, we're recording this.
God
early,
damn it, but... Latrice. That's Latrice's fault if she left it in. Latrice, you're supposed to cut that out.
She's looking at that. There's another, like, bald eagle outside flying around or something.
Oh, boy.
This is what I'll say. The Davis family.
Okay.
Okay, like, I forgot. It's such a good show. The Davis family, they have a third wife, like a potential third wife, right? Mm. And it is Shen from Teen Mom.
Oh, boy.
I want anybody to tell me that that is not a doppelganger, or it's just Shen.
Okay.
She's also 22. Woof.
Oh, no.
It's a rough 22, dude.
Like a Kimbali from 90 Day Fiancé. And she's like, I'm 49, never looked better. And we're like, whoa.
The boob.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great, though. And Garrick and Danielle are back. Garrick. But also, Garrick is less hateful to me because this morning, I probably will watch part two, but I watched the part one of the tell-all of Unexpected, and with that monster.
Yes,
Jason.
Everyone's been telling
and
us
about
it.
And I mean, really, there's like, I would honestly rather watch David Eason on my television screen than this kid.
Whoa, that's saying a lot.
So then I'm watching Garrick, and I'm like, well, at least he's like nice.
I would have watched it, but I had quite a series of events this morning.
Uh-huh.
We were supposed to go for our biannual dentist visit, Amanda, because teeth and gums, got to keep up on your health, right?
Fun, yeah.
But I had to cancel because Paige wasn't feeling well. We had to go to urgent care. It's not strep. We're hoping it's not COVID. Just a little summer cold. But get this. I texted Dave and he almost didn't believe me, so he started FaceTiming me. I almost threw down with like a 60, 70 year old woman in Starbucks this morning.
Uh-oh.
I was having heart palpitations. I almost pushed Paige aside for the appointment. So it was like an hour and a half wait. And
for
you
Starbucks?
Can wait in your car. No, for the urgent care or convenient care or whatever.
Oh, right. Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, let's like sneak over. I got to fill up my gas tanks. I've been putting that off because, you know, it's like $6.50 a gallon these days. U.S. dollars, Amanda. So I was like, you know what? Okay, let's swing over. Let's get some Starbucks. We'll get you a little mocha frappa overpriced milkshake.
Yeah.
A la Gary Shirley for her.
Slurpee.
Exactly. A little something cold for her throat. And you know how every Starbucks parking lot, I'm convinced of this, is the worst design parking lot ever?
Yeah.
It's I don't know why they do that. Maybe it's intentional because they want you to think it is that high in demand.
It's like
people
elite.
Will do anything. Yeah. It's like the Squid Games of parking lots. So it's basically like a big U shape. And for some reason, the actual inside wasn't open today.
Okay.
So it's a U shape and there's just like one strip of parking in the middle for a total of like 15 spots. It's very, very small. So the whole U shape is all lined up with cars, right? Waiting, waiting, waiting. And I'm finally like third in line to the window. And I've done my mobile order, right? I've done my due diligence. I'm just picking up a drive-through order.
Yeah, you're bougie.
Well, there's really no choice at this point because the inside was closed.
Right.
I see this older woman, I'm guessing like early 70s, sitting in her white car in the parking lot. I didn't realize at the time the inside was closed until I saw someone else try to go in. And I see her parked there and I'm thinking, oh, she's trying to get out of the parking lot. But because it's all backed up, there's no way for her to like back up and get in and out or whatever. She's stuck there. So the line moves a little bit and I see her pull up and kind of like angle her car. Like it looks like she's going to do a U-turn to get out of the parking lot. The keywords there looked like. Right at this time, actually, Nick was texting me about Real Housewives and his friend Jamie. And because
I woke up to those texts. Yeah,
the truck in front of me had a Proud Boys sticker, a legitimate Proud Boys, like the "Don't Tread on Me" whatever. And I was like joking around. And this is key to the story because that car was in front of me. This bitch pulls in front of me again. I'm thinking, oh, she's just completing the U when someone else pulls up a little bit. No, pulls in front of me. In the drive-thru. Mm-mm. And there's probably 13 cars behind me, right? Pulls in front of me. I'm like, oh, no. So I roll down my window and I lay on the horn and I'm doing like the what hand out the window. Like, what?
Yeah. Huh? What the fuck? What?
Exactly. Kind of saying it like she's obviously not wrong. I'm like, what? Seriously?
I think that might be my most commonly used body shape in the car. Yes. Is the... Both hands
whoa,
up.
Whoa,
what?
Seriously?
Until you roll up next to them at the next stoplight and you're just like, oh, I'm just looking out the other window.
Yeah. So I'm like, unbelievable. Well, then I realized that there's one guy at the little outside sitting area and he's like smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, did she just see that? He's like, oh my God, some people. I'm like, I swear I'm not crazy, but I thought she was pulling out. He's like, yeah, I did too. He's like, I'm like, unbelievable. And Paige is like, you should tell her something. I'm like, no, karma's going to get her, blah, blah, blah. Right?
Yeah.
Well, then the Proud Boy guy pulls all the way up and she's like snoozing on her phone or something, right? So she's not pulling up. And I waited like a good 5 seconds. And I was like, fuck that. I'm going to pull in front of her and get my spot back.
I've done the same thing.
So I pulled in front of her, right? And the guy's outside. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, seriously, whatever. Like, oh, my God. Then she almost like goes up on the curb, almost sideswipes me on the right side to get in front of me at the speaker. And the guy and I are looking at her like, oh, my God.
Whoa.
So while she's ordering, now her window's down. You guys, this is so unlike me.
So is she in front of you now?
Now she's in front of me again.
Oh, so you didn't quite make the, you didn't quite make the,
Well, I did. Again, she went up like on the island, like the curb.
Yeah.
And went around on the right side of me. And Paige is like, oh, my God, she's going to hit us. Like, so... She cut in front of me, obviously. All these other cars in the parking lot have to be seeing this, too. Like, what the fuck, bitch? She knew what she was doing. At least if you could be like, oh, my God, I didn't realize I cut. Sorry.
They can actually see that, as far as I know. When I worked at Dairy Queen, this was, like, in, like, what, the 90s? It was the 90s. You could see on the screen, like, what was going on outside.
Okay.
So they could see that.
Now, listen, you and I have talked about this. I talk about people behind their backs because I have something called manners, okay?
Yeah.
I don't ever confront people. We just vent about it here. But I was so pissed, especially almost hitting the car. Like, it was such a bold move. So now her window's down. She's ordering. And I'm like, seriously? Are you always this nasty? Wow. Oh, my God. That is so rude.
Wow.
Paige is laughing. She's like, get her. You should call her the B word. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Wow. Oh, unbelievable. I mean, I'm really, I'm laying on.
Yeah, laying in. The guy is outside. However, if there was like a person in a car three cars away from you and got a video of you, you'd be the Karen probably.
Oh, no, no. There's no way. Like, this woman was insane.
If they didn't see what happened beforehand, though, it would just look like this crazy white bitch in this bougie car.
Maybe.
Yelling at some old lady.
Oh, right. My bougie car that is 15 years old, you guys. 2007. We're real bougie here.
The car I just bought is 2004, so.
Now, if this were the Proud Boy truck in front of me that cut me off... Oh, I'm not touching. I'd be scared to death.
Oh, you're getting shot directly.
Hell no. No. Like, I will put a MAGA hat on before I would confront the guy.
You could take down an old lady.
Well, I wasn't trying to take her down. It was such a two bold fucking moves in a row.
Yeah.
Right? Unassuming. And now I have, like, a cohort. You know, this guy outside, he's seen it too. So we're like, she makes her order. Quickly rolls up the window, right? So guess what I did? This is Karen. I am a Karen. They're like, hello, Starbucks. And I'm like, just so you know, the lady that was just in front, cut in front of like all 15 cars in line. So, you know, if you want to add a little extra something, it came out of me. I didn't, it wasn't like premeditated. It just came out. Yeah. And I'm like, but I'm just picking up a mobile order for Jody, whatever. I pull up. Okay. She flies out of there as soon as she gets her latte. Yeah. She's, see ya.
Did she engage back with you?
No.
You were yelling at her?
No, rolled up the fucking window.
She, like, couldn't hear you.
Oh,
like,
I hope she heard me.
Well, I know she could hear you.
Actually, I think she did. I think she did hear me because there was, I saw some little exchange and she was like, with the lady at the window. And I was like, oh, now you're trying to be nice. Yeah bitch. I pull up, and this girl's probably, like, 22, and she's like, oh, was that the lady who cut out there? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, oh, because she offered to pay your coffee, but I already prepaid. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because I think because she heard me say to the barista, and maybe she was afraid they were going to spit in it or whatever. Turns out the guy who was in the parking lot, like, the smoker in the parking lot, who was like, you know, whatever, salute the power. That's
white
the wrong
power.
Thing. Yeah, we're white powering it QAnon guy in front of me. He runs in and he's like, oh my God, I was going to pick up your thing. He must have been like the manager or something on duty. And I was like, oh, you guys are the best. And at some point I did say, like, I swear I'm a good person. I do not do this, but this was like bold. So of course, then I leave and the whole rest of the day, I'm like, Paige, was I crazy? Like, people are going to think I'm absolutely nuts. She's like, no, you should have done even more. And I wrote down her license plate.
Of course.
So I'm like, well. Anyway, that was my big story. Like, I feel kind of badass, you know?
Jody.
Oh yeah. Everything works out for me. That's right. Actually, it didn't work out because I prepaid.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'm like, oh, well, at least I got my points or whatever for it. But seriously, can you, what the fuck? Would you ever cut in line at a Starbucks?
Oh, yeah, because you know what she could have done? She could have paid your, like, hear me out here. She could have paid your shit and used her own points.
Oh,
see?
Your
points.
See?
Fake philanthropy,
selfish,
Jody.
Selfish bitch, that's right. She's
nothing
writing it off on her taxes.
Hate more than that. Yeah, writing off her taxes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wrote it off as a good deed, as a donation.
Right. And then told everyone about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see her. I know what she's on to, that Starbucks bitch.
I know who you are.
I kind of want to call now and see if they have the tape so you could see this. Like, it would, the bold
moves of this bitch. Oh, I bet you
could.
I would pay money to see you doing that. I can see your fist out the window just go.
Oh, yeah.
Just pumping in the air.
And then I had my head out when she was doing her order. I'm like, really? Wow. Are you always this rude? I mean, just so bad.
And she's just pretending like she's not hearing. Like,
the whitest, most suburban insults I've thrown at this lady in the Starbucks line.
You're rude.
Until I was. But I mean, I was flying high on adrenaline for quite some time afterwards. Speaking of flying... Real quickly, are you watching The Staircase on HBO? Kathleen Peterson. No, I worked flying all down weekend, the
but I will. Listen, I know. I mean, obviously,
you know the story.
It was the owl. Obviously.
Oh, girl.
But do they touch on that?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole owl storyline. They kind of show the different possibilities, and it's really cool how they blur the timelines. They're kind of going like 2017. They're going back in time and like, well, this would be the alternative if he beat her. This would be the alternative with the owl. This would be if she fell on her own.
Oh, I'm excited. Oh, what is this on Hulu?
HBO. The original documentary, which does have an additional 4 or 5 episodes.
Oh, I've seen the original documentary.
There's the original from 2004. Oh, okay. Then they added, in the past year or two, they added that second part. Then this HBO one is the Toni Collette, amazing. Juliette Binoche is
and
on
Colin
there.
Colin Firth?
He's incredible.
I love Colin Firth.
He's got to win some sort of award for Michael Peterson. And you wouldn't fully appreciate his acting.
He doesn't look alike at all.
He's got his mannerisms, his speech. If you close your eyes, you would think it was him.
All right, cool.
And you wouldn't appreciate it unless you've seen the documentary. Otherwise, you'd be like, oh, okay, it's just like a TV movie series. Wow.
Is it over? Like, I can binge the whole thing now today?
I think there's 7 episodes. I'm on episode 5, so I don't know if 7 is the last one or not. Oh, and Parker Posey? Posey is in it as
the original woman that he killed?
No. As the attorney, as the prosecutor.
Oh, okay. Oh, I can see her.
And she looks exactly like her. And that lady had a really dark story. Do you know that she ended up dying?
No.
Of, like, alcoholism or something? Like, she was found dead in her house? If you look at that, it's
Fun.
Freda something or other. You can Google that. But
Parker Posey. Whenever I hear Parker Posey, I just hear, he's coming to the DQ. You want a Diet Coke? You just get
I was just going to say, smacking on gum.
They'll take me back at the DQ. They said they'll take me back.
Talk about her slushies.
I always had a place at the DQ.
And her blizzards.
Yeah, just jumping on the gum. It's the day of the show, y'all. Do you know that that's, like, such a theater thing that, like,
it's the day of the show, y'all?
Like, it's the day of the show, y'all, but, like, if you're in a show, I mean, that's getting said all day long.
My favorite thing is when Christopher Guest goes, everybody dance! And he just
everybody dance!
What?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
We're talking about Waiting for Guffman. Or, I'm sorry, Guffman.
It is just Guffman. Guffman.
Okay, but really quick. So about the staircase, because of course I get myself in this algorithm and I'm talking to my friend, texting my friend Carrie and Larissa about this. And his son, Todd, he had Todd and Clayton. In December, his son posted on YouTube and wanted everyone to spread it that now he thinks his dad killed Kathleen and killed previous wives. Like his stance on it has totally changed. He's got a really dark story too. Surprising alcoholic, much like Michael Peterson and others. It's just wild. If you ever watched it, watch the HBO one. I wasn't going to watch it because I'm like, I've seen the documentary. Like, what do I need to watch this for? Oh, you gotta watch.
Well, because Toni Collette and Colin Firth are both so, and that's a great cast. This is stacked.
It is.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Schwarzenegger. Patrick Schwarzenegger's in there. Doesn't look like either parent. No Shriver nor Schwarzenegger.
Oh, he doesn't look like either of his own parents. Okay.
Not at all. It's wild.
When I worked on Long Island, like when I first got my very, very, very first like dog walk client, like when I first got my original job.
Okay.
And it was in this like bougie ass rich place in Great Neck. And that staircase took place on the
somewhere
right?
up there. Somewhere upstate.
And I remember like going into the house and like the girl was like showing me around and everything and like it was his house. Like, like there was a little tiny staircase that looked exactly like, I mean obviously it wasn't the house, but I was like,
oh, okay.
It's like a common like staircase that people have in these Long Island homes because it's terrifying.
It's the bougie old home, old money.
And it comes like, into the kitchen, but it doesn't like, it's so teeny. It's so tiny.
Well, because it would be like the servants would come down from there.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what
like
it was.
Like Kobe on 90 Day Fiancé. If he were living there, they would have him use that back staircase because he's there to do the physical work.
Now, speaking of Parker Posey, and like, just go with me here.
Yeah.
Selma Blair. I think the two of them remind me of each other. I just feel like they have the same energy and same faces. But do you know Selma Blair has MS?
Oh, I do know that. Yes.
I saw this TikTok video of her the other day, and she was like meeting a fan, and it was like one of the most beautiful things, because like a fan was just like, oh, I love you so much. And like, she has this fabulous cane. Like, she's just so fucking cool. I love Selma Blair. And she like has, you know, the affectation in her voice, because she's very, very stuttery in the way she talks, because the nerves, right?
Okay.
And so she's like talking to this woman, and like, you could tell she didn't seem embarrassed by it. And she was just like, she was letting the stuttering kind of get over. And then she finally, it kind of like settled itself. And then she gave the woman a hug and she started talking in a normal voice. And she's like, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And it was just one of the most beautiful videos I've ever seen. And it's like probably the most recent video of Selma Blair that's been taken. So if you look up Selma Blair on TikTok, check it out.
But she is
so fabulous. And then I just started watching a whole bunch of other interviews with her. And she is really just doing the work out there. She's making it very, like, just, she's normalizing it. And she's not, like, I like that when she talks, she doesn't seem embarrassed. She's kind of just like, you know, bear with me while I get through the stuttery. I don't know.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm going to look that up. Although now that you said it, TikTok is always listening. So. When you first said,
I'm still checking. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, when you first said Selma Blair, for a second, Nev Campbell popped in my head.
They're the three of them.
And I was going to say, Nev Campbell may just very well be the OG sleeveys. Like, oh, the pulled over her palms. Like, I just don't know. Like, she was always just very like, don't know. I'm so nervous. Anxious.
In what?
Everything. I feel like everything she's ever been in, she plays that character.
Is she in Party of Five?
Yes, I believe so.
Mm. I've been watching more of that face painting shit.
Oh, you can't get enough of her. I can't. Can't get into the face painter on TikTok.
It's really good. She went to this party the other day, and like, it was like all these kids, and then there was like this old like fucking man who was like drunk, and she's like, "Hey, I remember you from last year," and he's like, "Yeah, I was pretty hungover that day. Actually, I'm pretty hungover today too." She's really, really. She painted him into like a tiger or something.
Oh, I don't like that. I don't like the grown men getting their faces painted.
I don't get my face painted. You wouldn't want to?
No. I don't know. Cute. Like a drunk guy wandering around town with face paint? That is so creepy. That's right up there when they had, like, Pennywises that were taunting kids. Remember that?
When people were standing at the side of the street, of the road.
Yeah, it was, like 10 years ago. Yeah, there was clowns coming out of the woods and shit. Ugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of scary, can we hop into 90 Day Fiancé here and start with Kobe and Emily?
Okay, let me pull up my notes.
Okay. So, we
begin. You
want
to start with them, eh?
I do, because I have some big updates for you. I kind of teased this with you earlier.
My first note was, no boob this week.
That's true.
Thank God for that.
Well, that's because we didn't see Coben. If little Coben was in any scene, even in the background, she would have taken the boob out and just run towards him with it out.
Also, it was cold outside, so she was like fully, like, she had a full scarf on over, like a blanket around her neck.
Because she's so tiny and so cold.
God, it's like everyone on the show is competing to be who's the biggest monster.
Oh, I mean, she is just such a bitch.
I can't wait for the tell-all. God, I
know. I was just going to say, I hope to God she sees herself in this and doesn't say, oh, it's the editing. Hopefully she says, yeah, I didn't realize how bossy and bitchy I am.
Exactly. That would be the smart... Even if she's actually the narcissist we think she is, it would be at least wise for her to be like, it'll look better on TV if I at least just say, I watched myself on TV and it was really shitty.
The likelihood of that happening? Very small.
Her parents are like from the skeleton key. It's almost like they're like sundowning or something. Like they're just... Like, they just both seem like just serial killers or just, like, robots, possibly?
Or they stepped out of, like, Indiana Jones.
I've never seen Indiana Jones.
Well, I haven't either, but I just picture, like, I don't know, caves or, like, sandy mountains or something.
They just seem like they're not human. Especially her mother. Her mother is just like, doesn't make a... That's why her face has no wrinkles in it.
That's true. Emotionless.
Never made a facial expression in her life.
Yeah. Well, let's begin with Emily saying, we have been bickering in front of my parents. And
it's been 2 weeks, Jody. Two weeks.
Yeah, gee, I wonder why they're bickering in front of her parents. Because it probably is because she is thinking it's okay to bicker in front of her parents. Like, most people would avoid having confrontations with their partner in front of their parents. Like, let's take it into the bedroom. Let's talk. Take a drive. But she's way too comfortable in her house just to... Oh, God. She's one of those people that probably says, Mom needs you. Dad wants to talk to you. Not my dad. My mom. She's one of those mommy daddies. You're hopping into our lives. So you just need to adapt to everything the way that we are doing it right now.
I forgot what I was going to say, but okay, continue.
She said that she asked her mom to show Kobe things that he can do around the house to help out. Huh. I wonder if Emily ever asked her mom if there's anything that she could do to help around the house. Because it seems like she's sitting on her ass all the time.
Coben. No, she's just breastfeeding.
That's absolutely her excuse why she can't work and why she can't do anything. Well, Coben's going to need me. No, he doesn't need you anymore.
Do you think that Kobe is getting just like a fucking influx of DMs?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I want to save him.
Oh, I do too.
I'm a Kobe.
Oh, I'm like a married woman and I'm like, you can just come like live with us. I'll find some woman. Yeah, exactly.
I'll treat you good.
Yeah. She is not the prize she thinks she is.
God, she sucks. I can't wait for that fucking
thing. I wish that he had some asshole quality that we knew of to at least make us feel better about him being with her. But the fact that he seems like a hardworking, nice guy who wants to be there for their kid, it makes this outrageous.
And we're all with him as this sequence is happening. All of our blood pressures are rising along with him. And he's, like, huffing and puffing and panting. And, like, saying shut the fuck up is probably the nicest thing he could have said at that moment.
I'm surprised he hasn't said it sooner.
I know. Like, she's... And you shouldn't say that to people, but sometimes people deserve to be told to shut the fuck up. And Emily is one of those.
And he did ask. He said, can you... shut the fuck up. So it wasn't a demand. It was a question.
Yeah. And several times before that, he's like, I don't think I need you here. Why don't you go back to the house?
Uh-huh.
I don't need you standing next to me.
Yep.
I'm doing this. Why does it matter?
Now, before we proceed, I'm going to give you a very important update here because we had a little bit of an argument ourselves last week. Mommy and Daddy were fighting.
Oh my God. I sent you work here.
I spent about an hour after we got home from the doctor doing the investigative research I did on this.
Okay.
No, wait, hold on. You said correct wrong. It's not psycho. I am correct because immediately when they walked in that barn with the horse, someone on the 90 Day Fiancé crew has experienced something similar to I am because they are showing horses for what they can be. When he walked in
there,
hold on. He walked in there and they said, horses won't do anything. I promise. Well, no, horses can do something. And I'm going to tell you that in just a minute. Proof. And then even Emily herself said, babe, they kind of do what they want. Yeah. And they do what they want. And I'm going to post these pictures for proof. Now, I pulled up, if you remember from last week when I had Buttercup's Wild Ride, I'm just going to call it for sake of documentation. I found the map of this ranch.
Date with Dateline tweeted at us.
Yeah, Kimberly.
I love Amanda victim shaming Jody.
Yeah, this one's for you, Kimberly. All right. I provided a map with a key, of this place so you can see exactly where the cornfield was that it ran me through, where Buttercup took a bathroom break, the barbed wire fence, the race down the summit so it could
bathroom
be the leader.
Break at summit is written.
Okay. Now, if you look at letter E indicated on the map, that was the lake that it ran. into with me on it.
Yeah.
But AKA as you can Cody's see, pond. It looks like Cody's pond because, you know.
It's not a pond.
Yeah, well, at the like time, it was a very big lake. It was filled up. Okay. Now, F is really where I take umbrage with the situation because I never received that Girl Scout patch because after all of that, I refused to do the grooming. I couldn't get close.
Is this Buttercup? You provided a picture of a horse looking at the camera. This is Buttercup?
I highly suspect that is Buttercup. I went into photos of horses from Illinois that were then sent to probably like a boot camp for bad kids for horses in Florida. And this is a horse from Illinois during the time period, and its name was Buttercup. And let me tell you, there are not a lot of Buttercups. You know why? Found out through my research. Buttercups are poisonous to horses. So I think the name kind of fit.
Okay. All right.
Now, you can also see, just for reference, there's a photo of some other little Girl Scouts on a trail ride. That's on the way up to the summit.
Yeah.
To their right, on your left of this photo, is where the barbed wire fence was.
Okay.
And then you can see that patch is for purchase, White Pines Ranch, Oregon, Illinois. That I think I'm going to buy for myself, just as like a bit of therapy.
Yeah. So you can continue to relive it.
Now, the last photo, guys, I went through all their current horses at this place. And some of them have like, oh, their mom or their brother. So I was trying to see if there was any Buttercup lineage, but like I said, I think Buttercup went to Bad Horse Camp in Florida. Look at the name of this horse. These are the type of horses that this place have people riding. Its name is Shooter. I am well known as, quote, Shooter the Tutor. So that's funny. More fun to ride me than behind me. You guys, this is the type of horses that they're putting children like me on.
It says, I'm the most well-behaved horse in the herd, and I love everyone.
Okay, well, all of the horses say IBS. That. All of well, the... I'm
just
saying.
I stand with
the
shooter.
You, say, you always stand with the shooter.
Yeah, I love guns.
All right, so I'm just throwing that out there that Emily was right. They do what they want.
I didn't know you were such an Emily head. You're a boob head. Jody's gonna post these pictures on our Facebook page.
Oh, I'm posting them.
Yeah,
the
we love
research
to hate
I
TV.
Did?
Check out the group. Just, you know, join the group, answer a couple questions, we'll let you in.
Yeah. I think seeing the map, I think you can fully appreciate, especially the length of the ride, the time.
A wild ride.
The time of that trail ride.
That's a long ride you took there.
Oh, it was like an hour and a half. I mean, the perspiration. I think I said this. Maybe I replied to you and Kimberly. I remember the smell of the helmet because I was just sweating and overheating
you
and nervous the entire time.
You were on
time.
The runaway horse for the entire hour and a half.
Yes! We didn't, like, swap
it
horses.
Was rogue, but it was rogue for an hour and a half.
Like it was wild the entire time. It ended when I was approaching the lake because it ran into the lake. And then the lady on the big white, in my mind, it was a stallion. It was some sort of big white horse, started chasing Buttercup and Buttercup kept running into the lake. And then we got so deep that she was like, I don't know, somehow...
Why didn't
got
you just
out.
Throw yourself off the horse? Now you're in water.
Oh, I throw myself off a running horse.
Well, you're in
down
you're in
the
water,
forest.
Though.
I'm in
well,
water.
You're in the water. At what point do you just, like, Hail Mary it off?
I don't know how I'm strapped into this thing. I'm on a harness, and there's, like, leather straps and things all over the place.
I really feel like the whole thing could have been alleviated if you'd pulled on the reins.
Imagine what else I would have gotten taken away from me. I didn't even get the fucking patch.
If
I had
yourself.
Bailed on that ride,
yeah.
I should have just like faked sick or something. Be like, oh no, I have this thing called COVID 30 years early. I need
to
go home.
I'm going
to
buy you a trail ride for,
oh.
Well, when you come to the Calgary Stampede, I'm going to take you into the horse thing.
There is
and
no
we'll,
chance.
You'll get over your fear.
There's no chance in hell, no. They
There's
sense
like
the fear
in
me
there,
because they are
touch.
Smart. They sense fear. I know. And they're smart.
I'm going to get you over it.
And they do what they want. Okay, so now here we are with a ginormous pile of poop that I think has been sitting there for several weeks.
I saw on Reddit people were like, I'm a horse owner and this is not right. Like, they should have their horses taken away from them. Because the mom even says, like, well, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, you can't. You seem fine.
I mean, I have no idea how much a horse poops in a day, but that looked like
way more than a week. It's like in Hoarders when you have like cats and the cat litter is just like overflowing. That's what this is.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure you should probably scoop every day or two. I don't know, but I would assume the horses don't love living among their own feces.
Okay, question, because again, my only experience is with Buttercup, who just stopped and shit and pissed anywhere that she wanted.
Right.
Do horses go and have like one spot where they do their pooping?
Yeah, I was wondering that. I don't know. It looked like it.
Because it looked like a pile. They do. Like it backed up into a corner and just like...
Because I would say that if a dog like poops in the house, it has like a spot that it'll always go to. So yeah, probably.
Oh, see, we're bougie. We have our dog poop outside, but...
Oh, you're bougie. Okay.
Yeah.
But you also don't walk, Scout.
She's afraid of walks, okay? We play with her outside. She gets plenty of exercise.
Okay. Well, I know you have that huge yard.
Oh, that, like, God, fucking here football field. Yeah, here we go. It's a football field. Uh-huh. Yep. Here we go. All right, so manure, though, you know what? Manure isn't as bad as dog poop because it's just chewed up grass. Like, yeah, mixed with horse bile. It's poo.
I would say that horse poop smells better than dog poop, though.
Mm.
Or it might just be that I grew up in Calgary and I'm kind of used to like smelling horse poop, I guess. It doesn't bother me as much.
See, again, I was in fight or flight and like my senses just had to like shut down. Yeah. Like, we need to put the excess energy. We're turning off scent. We're going towards fleeing.
Yeah. I think living in New York probably helped me with the horse poop because there's all those horses around Central Park that are just like, Central Park just smells like shit.
Oh, really? From horses, huh?
Yeah, they have those horse-drawn carriages. People have been trying to get them like... criminalized.
Yeah, seems kind of mean.
Yeah.
All right. Well, apparently Emily thinks Kobe is dumb as the actual horse shit because she's directing him how to scoop it up and put it in a bucket.
With her hands in her pockets. Just do it this way.
That's the thing. She's standing there just directing him. Okay. So I wrote down some of her quotes. Why don't you start from the big pile? I feel like I need to show you how it's done, even though I haven't done this in years.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So what have you been doing here? Coben's old enough. You don't have to be inside all the time. When he's napping, you could go out there and pitch in. If it's so easy and you know how to do it, then get your ass out there and do it. Don't you just want to finish sooner so we can go inside and hang out?
That one, I was like, I almost wanted him to be like, no, I'm going to take longer.
That's the point.
Now. This is like... This is the best thing that's happened to me today. This has given me a chance to focus not on you.
Yeah.
I'd rather deal with horse shit than you.
Well, and that's where you see she's like Ari, where all they want to do is just hang out 24/7. They're super clingers.
Yeah.
You should just hurry up so we can hang out. Oh, good. So I can just sit next to you inside and you can whip out your boob.
She doesn't want him to have a job either.
Oh,
Ari. Same with Ari, because Ari's like, yeah, Vinny had a job when we lived there and it was annoying because I was like alone.
Oh, God.
He made money, but, like, what price?
Why are you pulling it down? Okay, stop talking. I wish you would just listen to me. I wish you would listen to him when he's like, I got it. I can handle this concept And I think there's got to be a better system than this random bucket they have on, like, a luggage carrier cart. You guys don't have a wheelbarrow or, I don't know, something bigger to shovel it in and then wheel it? This seems...
Seems like she is putting it on for the cameras, but why? Like, what?
It's her flex.
She have to do that. But what? But I mean, I guess it's
stupid.
A good storyline. But like, I wouldn't want to portray myself that way on TV.
No, I think she's stupid because even Kobe said, "I think it's like she wants her family to know that she's in charge of me." So I think she does get off on this. Like, oh, he's my man. He loves me so much. He'll just like listen to me.
It's just so opposite
obnoxious personality
trait that I would ever have. Like, I just, and same with you, other than your Karen moment this morning at Starbucks, I feel like we both just never would want to have anyone else feel bad.
No, especially in front of your parents. Even if you're annoyed, you'd be like, hey, why don't we try it this way? Okay. And listen, this happens to me all the time because, as you know, The way that I think and do things just happens to be the correct way. I can't help it. So I've had experience in trying to explain to people the correct way, which is my way. It just happens to be that way. So now she's not only, well, first she just starts off like leaning on a door, watching him. But then when he goes out, she's following like three steps behind him.
Yeah.
Go away. If you are just going to stand here and watch me do it, I'm not stupid. Like you said, my dad had a chicken farm. I got the concept down what to do.
My dad had a poultry farm. He fucking knows what he's doing. He's worked harder than you've ever worked in your goddamn life.
Yeah.
Also, what? There's nothing better. No one works better, I feel, like when there's two people standing over you just watching the best. You work.
Like that pressure.
I always do my best work at that point. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like you never make a mistake when that happens.
No, when you know people are critical and like waiting for you to fuck up.
Yeah. And you like want them to give you tips and hints.
Yeah, and critique.
And they go like, after you do something wrong.
Yeah.
Super helpful. So she's like, fine, I'm not helping you anymore. God, you're being so rude. Okay, first of all, you were never helping him. And how do you not think you're being rude at all in this moment? How are you not embarrassed that your mom is watching you act this way? So then he goes, God, can you just shut the fuck up? And this was after several times of him saying, I got it. I don't need your help. I got
it.
Please
leave me alone. Please.
Yeah, go inside then.
Well,
go.
I was going to ask you, what would you do? Because the mom's just watching, just like stone.
Honestly, maybe I don't know. Maybe like I'm pro-abuser, like if you want to call this like verbal abuse. But this wasn't even that big of a thing to me.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, what if you saw Paige treating someone like this?
Oh, I'd definitely be like, God, stop, like, leave him alone. He said leave you alone. You're being bossy. Enough. He gets it.
Watching, like,
that's weird.
You can't even get a read on the mom. You can't get a read on this bitch at all.
My family would have called me on it. If it was like my sisters or my
brother.
Like,
absolutely.
They'd be like, God, okay, back off. Especially if they saw that I was getting under Dave's skin. They'd be like, okay, he's got it. Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Go check on the kid. Go pop your boob out or something.
Yeah. Pull it out.
I don't even think it was that big of a deal for him to say, can you shut the fuck up? I think if he would have said, God, you're a fucking bitch, that would have been bad.
That's different. Yeah. But shut the fuck up. You pushed him to the point. You wanted him to say this.
She did. She loved that he said it. Because when she went inside, then she can be the victim. And she's like, I can't believe you just said that to me. You literally told me to shut the fuck up. Yeah, that's exactly. He literally told you to shut up. So shut up, go. And she's like,
I don't like to, again, we don't like to throw around the term gaslighting, but this is, I mean, if you want a lesson in how to gaslight someone, watch this episode.
Yeah.
Because then he has to apologize to her. And again, he knows that he has to, because otherwise she's going to take his son away.
And that is an abuse of power right there.
Yeah.
And she loves it. That smug fucking look on her face when he goes inside. And you can tell immediately he's like, okay, I got to smooth this over. And he's like, oh, hey, babe. Hey, babe. That's all you're going to say is, hey, babe.
Oh, God.
He just walked in the door. He is two steps in the door.
Scooping your horse's shit.
Yep. And you didn't bring him a glass of water, nothing, as you're standing there sipping your tea.
She's been sitting there stewing and just waiting.
And no matter what he said, she was just going to repeat it back to him like that. If he were to be like, hey, I'm really sorry, she'd be like, oh, you're sorry. It would be sarcastic, bitch. She's like, you told me to shut the fuck up in front of my mom. Did they do that in Africa? No, they don't. And they also don't yell at their spouse in front of their own parents in Africa. They don't even.
And the women probably don't treat their men like that.
Because
you specifically, Emily, are the problem. It's not an Africa or America thing. It's an Emily thing.
Yep. And he is being so calm and so patient with her even now.
He's
like,
has to be.
I was just trying to talk to you. And she's like, oh, okay, so because I was talking to you, that's why you're going to treat me like that, because I was talking to you. And then she has her talk and she's like, what concerns me is that he didn't even realize that he was being rude.
Yeah, she thinks that she's in an abusive relationship.
Totally. And then she's like, we're going to have to figure this out, or it's not going to work out. Okay. okay, you fucking bitch. You're going to be like this just to be like this and take a potential relationship away from your son.
Well, what he needs to do is pull a Mohammed and Danielle on her. Like this, this is the case where I support shit like that. Get the 2-year visa.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. And then now she has to support you for 10 years too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. And you don't have to leave your son. You can legally get rights to your son.
Yeah.
Be in his life. So Kobe, just stick it in there for 2 years and
literally stick it in there.
No, but don't. Oh, God,
it looks like shit. Yeah. Well, anyway, he does say he's sorry because he has no other choice.
Right.
And then she goes, yeah, well, I guess I'm sorry for being talkative when you were working.
What a fucking cunt.
And then he said something like, yeah, okay, whatever. And she's like, okay, okay. That was the worst for me. She just did this roll eyes, okay. And then sits her ass down in a chair to have some more tea. What are you doing to help out around here? How about Kobe's here now can take care of your son, so you go get a job, and he could probably take care of your son and do all the shit around the house that you haven't been doing.
I made a note that I would love to see, like, as a scientific project.
Okay.
To see, to put her and Bilal in a house together for a week and just see how fun would that be? I want to see, like, that show.
Two type A for asshole people.
Narcissists.
Oh. They would probably end up talking about
Kobe
their other partners.
Kobe should end up with Shayda.
With Shayda, yes.
Like, that would be a great couple.
Yeah.
Both beautiful, both nice, and just want to be there for the right reason.
Nice, patient. They both want kids.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, we just need to mix and match this cast.
Yeah, we really do.
Yeah, and like I feel, and you know who I feel who would be good in Emily's house with her parents is Mohammed, because he's got that same soulless
Jesus.
personality and look about him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that dumb deer in the headlights look.
Well, he's not. No, his eyes are like that weird piercing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Like it looks like he's wearing eyeliner, but he's not. They're just those eyes.
Yeah, and it also looks like he's kind of wearing, like, iridescent contacts. But
yes.
Not. There's a dog that's, like, a long-haired sheepdog named Albus that was there yesterday. And, like, we all were making comments about the yesterday. Because his name is Albus because he looks like Dumbledore. And he has those eyes. And, like, we were just like, don't look directly at him. Because you look at him and he's, like, stealing your soul out of your body.
Oh, wait, Dumbledore. Is that the one that
Harry Potter.
Amber's boyfriend or Andrew looks like? The big guy.
Oh, no. He looks like Hagrid.
Hagrid? Oh, Hagrid. Okay.
Hagrid.
Yeah, I don't know them all. Okay, anyway. So Emily sucks. And I hope she just gets her...
Yeah, she's awful.
Oh, I hope she gets it at the reunion or the tell-all. She
and usually I say I hope they don't actually get married, but I hope they do get married so that he can get his green card, because I want him to be with Coben.
Yeah. Who would you like to talk about next? We got Binny and Ari. We got Shayda and Bilal. Miona and Jabri.
Let's do Patrick and Thais.
Oh, great. We can get them out of the way. Yeah. I want them off the show. They're so
fucking
annoying.
Yeah, that's one of my notes. These two, get out. She sucks. Mm-hmm. The end.
Yeah. I had Dallas, Sin, John. They had mac and cheese. They had sex in the car. And she's a bitch and doesn't like the new house. Oh, and John has a little herpy on his lip.
Oh, a little herpy? It's like bigger than Janelle's cancer. Jesus.
Janelle, it's sister wives. Yeah, there's a... do you think it was like a whitehead and he tried to pop it and just got way too aggressive? Is it a fight?
I mean, it's all over Reddit. But you
oh,
know,
is it really?
Well, yeah, everyone's talking about the herbs.
That's hilarious.
You're like, oh, if he's a smoker. But listen, I am so not against men using cover up if you need to.
Mm, I mean, if it's girls are allowed right to,
yeah, girls are allowed to wear it. If you've got like a big honking ass herpes on the side of your lip and you're about to be on camera, toss some concealer on that shit.
He was in an odd location. It was more on the top.
It was on the lip.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you put concealer on it, it would blend weird.
It actually kind of looked like Amber Heard's injury when she had that moving injury on her lip. I know. God, be careful. Just saying. It could be anything. Maybe he's being abused. We don't know. Right? Joan. All right. Anyway.
Joan.
So she's always like, oh, no, no. We go down to see Joan. That house... a beautiful house, brand new. She's a bitch. She's a monster.
I like when she's like, oh, so you sold your last house. And he's like, yeah. Because it clearly was just like an Airbnb they were staying at or something.
Oh, no, I think that, no, I think they really did sell that house. I think he had it. He couldn't afford it. That's why. I think he did. Because he said they bought that house with his ex-wife. And then they got divorced. John moved in. He probably couldn't afford it. I think the one they're in now, he probably has like a year lease or something. That would be my guess.
I'm starting to like John a little more because he really is trying. There was a really kind of human moment where he was really trying to like help out the conversation. He goes, two floors.
Yeah.
And it was a little condescending the way he said it. But it was still kind of like, he is trying.
Yeah. I mean, he could be a total asshole to her. We've seen people on the show be like that.
Of course.
He is trying. He's probably obnoxious and annoying, and I wouldn't want to live with my partner's sibling if I didn't have to.
Of course.
But I think Patrick, and he might have said this in the last episode, I think he does have to. I think he's like, I can't afford this house just on my salary. It's 50-50.
Patrick says, I told her all about my past so she knows what she's getting into. She doesn't give a shit. She's walking around the house going, that's so gross.
And she's like, oh, this living room, it's so small. I guarantee it's bigger than whatever the hell you were living in before.
Yeah, God. My favorite part of this episode.
And I'm not just saying that because she was from a different country, but remember, he was like renting a hotel room for her to live in.
But the preview for next week, this is obviously a made-up storyline where John comes in and he's like, hey guys, I have a party!
He's laying on thick.
Like, okay, so you have an accent on the word party and that's it. He's like, surprise! There's a party!
So what, who cares?
Someone who cares. Come on. Hey, ladies! And of course, it's all women that walk in.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah. Hello, whatever. hello.
Ladies, whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, but listen, I'm just going to say this. Absolutely, Patrick is a better guy than Bilal. However, he did the same thing that Bilal and a lot of these guys do. If what you are presenting to this girl is, I have a Tesla, I have a big house, I dress like this, I like my watches, I like the best clothes, that's what they're going to expect out of you. So you can't then just be like, oh, well, I mean, she should just like understand that we're just going to have half the house because he's here. Well, you might have sold her another bill of goods and now you're changing the story a little bit. I think he's a good guy. He's not my type. I think he's kind of douchey, but he's being honest with her. He learned her language, for Christ's sake. That's way more than most of these people. And she's being a complete bitch. We're just like, I don't like it. That table, that kitchen looked beautiful. A big bedroom, big closet.
It's a brand new house.
She didn't like the furniture that John had in his room. Then don't go in it, you fucking freak.
Yeah, he's on the upstairs. You're on the main floor. So you don't have to go upstairs if you don't have to.
It's his room. What are you going to be like showing your zero friends here around the house?
Yeah.
And that's what's in his room? Ugh, I don't like her at all.
Let's do Ari and Vinny.
Oh, this bitch. I've never liked her. They need to get them off the show because they're enabling her.
Yeah, and I said her eyes are getting further and further apart with each other.
She's a shapeshifter. She's a face shifter.
Yeah.
She looks completely different every time you look at her. Her hair changes, her lip changes, her nose sometimes is more upturned than others. Her giant chiclet teeth, though. Yeah, her teeth just baffle me. There's like 9 total, and the front 2 are so big.
I thought the outfit
big.
She was wearing when she burst in at the end was cute, though. I like that outfit. I could never wear it, but she looked cute.
It was fine. Okay, so let's begin here. Benny joins an MMA gym. That's a 45-minute drive. I actually Googled Princeton, New Jersey, and I looked this place up because I wanted to see how much it was a month for this place. So it's called AMA Fight Club, and it's about $200 a month. If you go on Groupon, you can get some deals. They're in high demand there. I'm sure it's a great gym if you're into jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai and Amber Portwood one? Krav Maga.
But in New York and New Jersey, there's one of those on every street corner.
Okay, well, it was more than a 45-minute drive with no traffic in the middle of the day.
Then they probably gave it to them for free so that they could be featured on the show.
Okay, well, it said 57 minutes to like 115.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so she says that she wants to start working online.
Start. Wouldn't we all? Mm-hmm. That's how most people get scammed, by the way. That's how Jen Shah made her fortune. From people, oh, right. From like things being like, work at home. Mm. Make $3,000 a month working yep. from home. That's what she wants to
do. And also, if she wanted to start doing that, she could have done that in Ethiopia. Because they have computers there. And also, she had a nanny there
internet.
Taking care of her kid all the time. Oh, God, which, she hates taking care of her child. Is she ever alone with this kid?
She took him to the park.
Barely. I think she just does not want to be alone with the kid all day.
She like sent him into that slide and was like on the phone.
Bye.
And then she realized like, oh wait, he's going.
Uh-huh.
He's going down the slide.
Meanwhile, Benny's like, I want to be MMA fighter. Like real good fighter. I be big boy fighter. I'm like, oh God, okay, but you have to like grow up a little bit. I think he's harmless, but like it's time to grow up. Right?
He's like a Swaylu.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So back in Ethiopia,
did you see in this gym? They had one of those weird wood things that
they did.
Yeah, you didn't see that?
No.
It was right when she burst in. There was like you saw one right in the background, this big, huge wood one, and I was like,
okay,
oh,
I'm writing that down. I
gotta
research that. What exactly you do with that?
No people. Oh, yeah, because if people have told us what it is, they sent us, like, Amazon links. But I want to know how you use it.
Yeah, I want to see it in action.
Like, what do you do with that thing?
Is it, like, a boxing sort of thing? Like, oh, I'm going to go above this around. Yeah, it just looks like a coat hanger.
A coat hanger. It looks like a coat rack.
But with, like, phallic-shaped things coming out of it at weird places.
Yeah. Okay, well
at least we know it's not an art installation. We've learned that.
Yeah.
So, in Ethiopia, Ari says, Benny worked a million hours around the clock and didn't have time for me and Abby, and I just thought coming here to the U.S., we would have a better work-life balance. Ah, yes, that's what everyone says about the U.S., a great work-life balance. You idiot. You had a work-life balance there. He worked so you could stay home with the baby, because you obviously don't want to work, so he did. But now you think the two of you are going to come here, magically make money when you can both be home all day. Or I'm sorry, not all day. Because MMA requires a half day, like every day. And these 90 days are supposed to be for us to work on our issues. No.
Well, she says he goes to the gym 2 to 3 hours every day. Why do none of these people
And then she says,
understand?
Like half a day. I'm like, so half a day. So you have the rest of the day.
It's still not even a work day.
And right.
Why do none of these people realize how precious a time away from each other is? What the fuck? I
because
understand
she's
these couples
clingy.
Who spend 24 hours a day together.
I don't
it's
get
like
it
not
either.
Fun.
No.
Can you imagine?
Wait, yeah,
can you imagine if Dave was like sitting in the room with you right now while we podcast? I mean, he's probably right outside the door, though.
If I could reach through this wall, I could touch my ears. I'm working. Right. Oh, my God. Like, with neither of you working all day, what are you doing? What possibly could you be doing just sitting around? They don't even have a couch in their apartment. And also, the 90 days is not for you to work on your issues. Yeah, that's not what it's designed for.
So that you can get the visa and get married.
Right.
Because you've established you already want to get married.
Exactly. The government has assumed you have worked through your issues and therefore are, you know, like, finding a place to live, lining up jobs.
It's not sponsored marriage therapy.
Exactly.
Or relationship therapy.
So now
you get to watch him work out, which is really fun. Time.
Oh, yeah. She drops him off. And then she says, between driving Benny to MMA practice, I also got a part-time job at my friend's social media company. Okay, first of all, between driving Benny to MMA practice...
Taking care of Abby.
She didn't say taking care of Abby, though.
Phone. Oh, she didn't even say
no,
that?
No, so she goes, between driving Benny to MMA practice, I also got a part-time job at my friend's social media company. So between being in the car, taking care of Abby, and being on my phone, it's too much.
Wow, what
Are
a
you
life.
Fucking kidding me? If my life was just, like, dropping Dave off to play, right?
Yeah.
Like, at my gym... Or where'd you work?
Gymboree.
If I dropped Dave off at Gymboree for 3 hours and I took care of my kids, also known as just being a parent.
Right.
Because I chose to have them.
And then copied and pasted. And seems like her being job is on my phone. Emails. Yeah.
You're on your phone all day anyway. Yeah. Who the fuck are you kidding?
If you're not on TikTok. She literally says, oh, yeah, all I need to do is copy and paste that email to you.
She goes, I get all the emails. I just have to send it. Like, so you.
So you've done nothing. You've exactly. received.
You've copied, pasted. You just have to hit send. Something must have come up before you can hit that send button.
Yeah.
All these things. Being in the car. Being a parent. Ooh, it's too much, she says. It's too much.
Now, do you think this is totally fake, though?
Absolutely.
Like, in reenact this scene? Oh, my God.
Absolutely. No, I love was set up.
What's your name?
Melissa. Oh, that was the best part. Melissa. What's your name?
Melissa.
She had to repeat it, and she, like...
I actually don't have a voice, but if I did, it'd be fine. Because
she'd just suck up her spit out of it. She's like... Total new retainer talk. Tell the sunshine.
So bad.
You guys go, let's kill this. And I loved Biddy warming up before he went in the ring when he got there. He's like, okay, why don't you warm up? And he just goes... Whew, whew. And he ran in place for about 3 seconds and then hopped in.
I'm good. God. Put me in.
So yeah, so they just start to tussle on the floor. I feel like you and I could be one of these coaches easily. So he was like, okay, seatbelt. Let's go, seatbelt. Yeah, good power.
Put your hand a little higher there.
Yeah, now like move it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little tighter.
Good. All right, let's take a break. Time. All right, well, Ari busts her ass in there, dumps her kid off with someone else, because God forbid.
Like,
and why is the kid still in a stroller? That's wild.
I don't know anything about that.
I mean, if she were at, like, Disney World or something, sure, but she could be walking with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's, like, laziness, whatever. And the kid's probably so used to just laying in there, it doesn't matter. Or doesn't pick up on it. So she asks the crew to watch her kid.
Yeah.
And she, like, she... is going to take down Melissa. Oh, I would love to see this.
Yeah.
But I think she went a little too far when she was like, oh, look, you have, like, your lashes done and everything. Bitch, you wish your lashes looked as good as hers.
Okay, but I will say, have you ever, like, when I work out, I'm not wearing, like, if a piece of hair is hanging on my face, I'm slicking
time.
It.
Uh-huh. You're not on TV, though.
If
you're on TV,
that is a good point.
You're going to roll in there busted with nothing on.
You would have to pay me $8 million to show me working out on TV.
Oh.
But I'm not Melissa. Melissa.
I mean, if you had me working out, it better be, again, drone flyby footage where I look just like you just see like the top of my head on a beach somewhere. Like, ooh, she's in there somewhere.
Or like at sunset. With the light just like hitting like the perfect spot.
And a stretch filter, obviously.
Oh,
stretched vertically, not horizontally.
Right.
Duh. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I love the trainers. Like, I mean, I whatever you.
I don't
do
know what goes on
in
here. I don't like this energy at my gym. So, I want this energy at my gym.
Yeah. I don't like tension and anger at my gym. Yeah.
For MMA fighting.
Right. Is MMA the same thing as UFC? Is that the same thing?
We've had this conversation in both.
Oh, have we? Okay. And we still ended up here. But we do know that horses can be vicious. All right. So Ari is insane. She wants them both home all day and for neither of them to have to work. Because that's what we do as Americans. That's work-life balance, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're known for. Great vacation time, great health care, safe schools.
We'll save everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Great politics all around.
Hey, we didn't have to see Kara and Guillermo this week.
Thank God.
That's a perk. They're boring. They need to get out too. Shida and Bilal? Who do you want to do?
Oh, God, we have so many more. Yeah, Shida and Bilal.
All right. Shida and Bilal. He's one of the worst ever men on the show. Hands down.
Why did I write, she's finding balls? That must have auto-corrected, but what was she doing right at the beginning? She's finding balls.
I don't know. But she doesn't want to go to Juma.
Right. She's not going to ensure she's finding balls. I wonder what I meant by that. Okay. Oh, she's finding balls. She's finding her balls. Like, she's yes, okay. That's I did actually mean that.
Like testicles, got it.
Yeah, like she's starting to stand up to him in this episode, which is I think she made like a conscious decision the night before, like, no, I'm pushing back now.
She's being strategic because I think she's only doing it when the camera's around. That's the only time she'll stick up for herself because she knows better. Because if she were to bring it up to him behind closed doors, he would lose his mind.
Oh, for sure.
But if she says it on camera, he's going to be like,
oh, no, you think so? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, I don't want to go. And he's like, okay, I recognize that you don't want to go, but it's something I want you to want to go, to do and to go. And she's like, yeah, I really rather not. He goes, you're not listening.
You didn't hear what, see
what I'm talking about?
And then she goes, interesting. Now, I have a question. Yes. Why is it that whenever you talk to me, you're lecturing me? And his answer is, oh, you feel that way?
Yeah, he goes, you feel like it's a lecture? Interesting. And then she says, I'm not going to Juma, full stop. And then he asks, well, okay, so if I don't take a shower and I just like walk around and I stink and you know, I don't smell this lovely aroma, do I smell good? Don't you think I smell good? And she's like, well, that's not the same thing, which it's not. Like, is he implying that she's dirty or that she's being bad or breaking the rules? Like, fuck you, dude. Well, she's a grown person.
She stops listening to him. She goes, oh, I think your hand is on one of my pins over there.
Oh, I loved it.
Baby, what? Oh, what? I mean, okay, I can see how, like, I wouldn't love someone putting pins in my couch. And then he goes, do you even understand how expensive this couch is? Now, Jody, I clocked later when she's doing her praying on her rug. I own that rug.
Ooh.
$77 from Amazon.
I was just going to say Amazon. Nothing wrong with it.
It's a house. It's a house. It's a rug that you buy for an Airbnb house or a model home.
Oh, that it's being staged. Yeah. Also, why you wouldn't want to put any little holes in the couch because you don't own it.
Own the couch. Yeah.
We said it from day one. There's no way he owns that freaking house. He's staying in it. And that's why everything has to stay, like, on Arrested Development.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and then I like when she's like, well, welcome to having a
spouse,
hijab
wife. A partner. Yes, exactly.
Which is, and listen, any of us who have long hair, like, longer hair, there are bobby pins all over your house. Oh. And, like, both of us keep a clean house. But, like, if I cleared out my whole house, there would be bobby pins all along the edges of, especially because I have cats. But there's bobby pins all over the fucking house. You're finding bobby pins, like, every fucking where.
I just now finally got a system for hair ties. Because before, 3, 2, 1, where do most hair ties live? Ready? 3, 2, 1. Doorknob.
Cat food dish. That's where all of mine at. You don't have cats.
A cat food dish?
A cat water dish. That's where they all end up. I'm telling you. Anyone out there with a cat, that's where your hair ties are.
They find your hair tie and they put it
in
the water?
They love to play with the hair. They love the hair ties. I go through hair ties because they're springy.
Yeah.
So they play with them and then they'll put them in their water dish.
Okay. All right.
And I don't know why that is, but every cat I've ever had, that's where all... And no, I don't put my hair ties there.
I used to put them on the doorknob.
Oh, no, I don't do that. Okay. But I
don't do that anymore. I have a good system now.
Yeah, I'm getting the better system. But I mean, it's just...
I'm somewhere around the 40 age range. It's taken me this long to figure out, okay, this system works for me. Yeah,
because it's like, sometimes you forget, you get in the shower and you're like, oh shit, my hair tie is still in. And then you're like, where do I put
it? Especially if you're wearing a hijab, you may want to take it off. Or I don't know how you wear it, but I could see maybe being like, okay, I'm going to take it off right now, but in a couple minutes, I'm putting it back up. Like, you need to have it on hand. And especially if it's a pin like that, you can't just...
I would say a pin's going to be less intrusive to your life than a bobby pin.
Yeah. No, he was a monster. And then he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, they're all over the place. Or I've stepped on it 17 million times. 17 million times. 17 million times, you baby.
You can hear, you can hear, like, 8 days. And also, like, my next note is just, like, it's never, this is never going to be her home.
Oh,
like,
God,
it will never be able to feel like her own home. Because he has all these fucking rules.
Well, water is a very, very, very bad thing for wood. It can buckle. Like, the refrigerator isn't leaking water, Bilal. It's a little bit of water. She didn't take a bucket and dump it all over the floor so 3 days in a row and left it. Oh, kiddie pool. Now, in saying that, I do think the producers were like, make kind of a mess and see what he does. This isn't
100%.
She's not leaving it there, but true to form, he didn't let it go.
Nope.
And then when he went,
and he was a total prick about it.
When he went in the drawer and he's like, shaking his head, come here. What's going on over here? Look, big spoons go here, and little spoons go here.
My blood pressure during this, Jody. Like,
same
I
with
just,
the forks. Oh, and then he's like, I mean, some of these aren't even clean. Look at these.
He's mansplaining.
Oh, asshole.
He pulls out like 75 forks and spoons, and he's like, oh, it's fine. I'll just reclaim these. There's no way she even touched that many forks and spoons since she's been in the house.
You know, maybe they would get cleaner if you'd put them in the dishwasher.
The dishwasher.
Oh, but wait, I bet you they have to sell the house with new appliances because he doesn't actually
own it.
And the warranty would probably be void if he started using it, so...
You'll have to be proud of me, Jody. I just started using my dishwasher last week, and I gotta say, everything's a lot cleaner.
Yeah, I told you this before.
It's, like, shiny. They come out all shiny and shit.
Wow.
But they have
and, like,
that
sanitized.
Smell that I can't take. But I can't take that dishwasher smell.
Oh, I don't know about a dishwasher
smell.
Smell
that happens. But it's fine. They're nice and shiny.
Two quick things. Oh, yeah. I mean, I could give you a Pine Sol update if you'd like, too.
Yeah, Jody went out and got some Pine Sol. Amanda, the fumes, Amanda.
Oh, the fumes, Amanda. I was seriously concerned.
That's what I love about it is the fumes.
Oh, no, there was, like, very strong fumes.
That's what you
And I had the windows open.
Salt.
No. Like, because, you know, there's ammonia in it.
Maybe
like, it was
too
hurting.
Much.
I don't think I diluted it enough.
Bit,
okay,
yeah,
hold on. We're
going
to. Well, no, let's just get into that here and then we'll go back. So I still prefer bleach for bathrooms.
Right. But as Daphne let you know, you can't use it on everything. So.
Well, I never use bleach on anything, just my whites in the laundry. Not every wash. Just when they need it, guys. Settle down. But I like bleach on my toilets. I like my bleach wipes when I clean my handles and my light switches, which I do every Sunday. Sunday's clean house day. Keep everything
clean.
What?
Rage clean with our...
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. I'll just, like, listen to some music or some podcast that, like, just really get me in there going for it. And I tried out Pine Sol because you were like, oh, no, it's a natural disinfectant. Did a little research.
I never thought it was a natural disinfectant.
Well, it is.
I said it smells good.
Well, it is. I'm informing you now. It is a natural disinfectant. However, I still stand by the fact that on most surfaces, if you use it full concentration, you are supposed to wipe that down afterwards with water, with a damp cloth, and then wipe it dry.
But then it doesn't smell as good, Amanda.
Oh, no, it still smells. So I did a slightly diluted formula. I didn't follow their dilution formula on the back. I just did, like, maybe 75% Pine Sol. Like, 70-30, let's say. 70 Pine Sol, 30 water.
Okay.
It looks like that's what you're supposed to do, Amanda.
I do, like, 20% Pine Sol, 80% water.
Okay, well, then I don't trust the disinfectant quality of that, then. I mean, I'll try it if you want me to.
It's me living in this house. I don't have children.
That said, I probably burned a hole in my lungs. But I was pleased. I was most surprised and pleased with the way that it cleaned mirrors and glass. I was expecting a residue. It was great.
Yeah, Pine Sol.
So there's the update. But I still like my bleach in the bathrooms. Now, what I was going to say with, dishwasher. Make sure that you get a thing to clean the dishwasher, maybe especially because you haven't used it. Right by the cascade and all that stuff, you'll see something that just says, like, dishwasher cleaner. You put it in when your dishwasher's empty and it cleans the machine and, like, all the calcification and stuff. Don't, because I know you're not going to do it, but you should. And I feel a lot better. My conscience is going to feel better if I tell you this. And then make sure that you get, well, what type of soap are you using? A gel, a powder, a pack?
I'm using a pack that Daphne provided for me.
Hard? Or is it soft?
I don't know, but I need to record Squirrel Friends in an hour. Okay. Here, so let's wrap this up.
Okay, well, just make sure that you have a rinsing agent as well. In that in the little dispenser, make sure you have a rinsing agent. And I think you're going to be real pleased.
Fine.
All that said, I don't have OCD. Just like Bilal says, I don't think I have OCD. OCD is here. I'm here, and you're somewhere
down here. He doesn't have OCD, though. He's
but
just
remember,
an asshole.
He introduced himself. I still have my notes as Mr. OCD, but now you don't have it just because she said you had it.
Yeah, because she's wrong. She's always wrong.
Miona?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. He's a cosplay cowboy.
God, he looks like such a dumbass.
Yeah,
who is last here? Oh, even Muhammad. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I also have some background information on this one. It'll be very quick. First of all, bad outfits. They're going to Chicago to
work out
with a prominent Chicago sound engineer who I did look up.
Still not paid. Still not being paid.
No.
They're just working with him.
Which is interesting because speaking of not getting paid, when they take that car to go drive to Chicago, on Twitter, the official 90 Day Fiancé account said that Miona's dad purchased that car for them as a gift.
Whoa.
That's the car they were driving.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So when he's like, oh, m'lady, and like did a spin and like put her in the passenger seat. Okay, she actually owns that car, you asshole. Like you're trying to be, you know, big money in your Honda CRV that you're father-in-law paid for you. Okay, so we find out while they're driving that David, his best friend and his godfather, David, kicked him in the head in high school and put him in a coma for 3 days.
Yeah.
Number one, do we believe that story? Like, did he get a concussion?
Yeah, and then he just stayed in bed and he was tired.
Yeah, being in a coma for 3 days is, like, I feel like that would be something that Davi would have been, exported? What word am I looking for?
Expelled.
Expelled? Yeah, something like that.
Expelled.
Kicked
expelled
out of the country. School. Oh, no, I mean, like,
oh, deported.
Deported, thank you. Exported.
wait.
Art Vandelay. I'm an importer, exporter.
Importer, exporter. He says, we have got half a tank of gas. That should get us there. It's a 13-hour drive.
It's like 10.
No, it's a 13-hour drive because at first I typed in South Dakota to Chicago and it was 10, but they live in Rapid Falls, which I
Rapid
typed in.
City.
Rapid City.
Uh-huh.
13-hour drive. On half a tank of gas in an SUV.
Yeah, I don't know about
that. Aren't those like gas guzzlers?
Well, he could have like an energy, that gas efficient one, where like it shuts off at red lights and shit. I don't have one of those because I'm not bougie. Dave has one of those. That's like all standard on the cars.
I hear that. Since we started recording, the sky, but this sky has gone from like bright sunny day and it is like pitch black outside.
Uh-oh. Caw, caw.
It's like fucking Dark Side of the
Moon.
Dude,
birds are vicious too. Don't get me started on birds.
Don't even ask. No, birds are scary.
All right, so they're working on the relationship, and because he's been working on the relationship the past couple years, he hasn't been in the band. Like, I thought you were with the band all this time, and you're just taking it off during COVID. Well, no, it's because he was working on his relationship, like we all do. We like quit our jobs when we're in a relationship to work on it.
Well, but also David was like, hey, I'm making a shit ton of money in this trucking business.
Okay.
So just redoes it.
False. Guess what? Mr. Jody is in the biz with trucking shit. Okay. Like he knows his shit. This was his territory when he would go to trucking companies and shit. So of course I had.
Oh, you mean Dave?
Yeah. Mr. Jody.
Oh, I didn't know what you meant there. I thought you meant like yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm like non-binary. You. I'm him, he, her, they. I'm just, like, all of it. Dave, I was like, you got to watch this thing. So, first of all, he's like, yeah, no, that's, like, a used truck, like a used truck place. He definitely does not own that. And he was just, like, watching, and he's like, no, he might have, like, bought a truck or something, but that's not a place that he would own for sure. And then we were saying, even just based on the way that the David was dressed, if you owned a trucking company, you'd be pimping the name and everything out.
Yeah.
And Dave was saying, he's like, you can see that all these different trailers and stuff have different logistics companies.
I wasn't under the impression he owned a trucking company.
That's what he said. He said he owns a trucking company.
A trucking company, and he was like, hey, Jabri, I'm making money on this. Why don't you get a job like this?
No, he said he owns a trucking company. We're going to go to his place. And he was presenting as if, like, this is his place. He was like, that Volvo over there, it's yours, whatever, right? So, really quickly, he doesn't own it. That's a used truck lot. Maybe he was going to buy a truck or something. He's got the money to do it. I looked them both up. I know, because I'm crazy. I didn't see any trucking company that has like an LLC or a corporation or anything with that David's name, nor Jabri's. And if Jabri, you just said 13 hours, if Jabri did these, that's not even really long haul, but let's just say from Rapid City to Chicago, Dave said the truckers right now are probably making around 40 to 50 cents a mile. Okay. So we did the math really quickly. That would be about 800. At 10 hours, that's 800 miles from South Dakota to Chicago. And so if he did it there and back, that's like a town and hour drive there and back. Sure, you got to like break it up, whatever. But if he did it in one run, that's like $300 one way. Probably more like $450 one way.
That's not great, though.
Yeah, but it's one day. Then if he drops his load, goes back. If he does that twice a week, so it's four working days, he could be making almost $5,000 a month if he did it for a month, instead of sitting at your mom's house being like, oh.
Yeah, no, I think, well, Jody, I think we're forgetting about the fact that Jabri is lazy.
An artist. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, well.
Most talented artist ever. All right, so this is just like bullshit. They're both there just talking, whatever, driving. I don't even think Jabri drove the truck. I think he just took a picture in front of it to put up on Instagram. Yeah, whatever, dude. Uh-huh. But I mean, he would super fit in with the trucker culture.
Oh,
for sure. God. Oh, I mean, they probably love David too, because I don't know if you know this, but he can spit in any language, yo.
Oh my God.
Spit in any language. I guess that means rap? Lay down tracks.
Yeah, and oh my God, like the code switching of his like accent is so upsetting to me, and I'm not even affected by it.
I feel like he's that Jamie Kennedy character with like the sideways visor or whatever.
Well, anyway, they meet up with and Miona's all. I don't even think Miona's being a bitch at all. I think he's being aggressive immediately.
Uh-huh.
So you guys want to know that you got my boy in your mind. You've got my boy's best interest in hand. And he's like, Jipper, you need to get back in one of these rigs. And then Miona's like, well, if he doesn't love doing it, then what is the point? And to that I say, how many people out there... How many people out there love what they're doing and they're making... I love what I'm doing. Like, I love every second of my job. I'm making fucking nothing. Like, pennies. Mm-hmm. How many people out there are just rolling in the dough and also just can't wait to get
Oh my
to
God,
work
love it. Love it.
Love it.
And just feel like fulfilled artistically and creatively too at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
It's really best just to wait and not do anything until that job finds you.
It falls in your lap, you might say.
Yeah. Okay, so
because now they're on 90 Day Fiancé. And he has exposed. This whole episode is literally
which is
going to
last a lifetime. Exposure. I mean, for sure. This is what they're going to be doing for the rest of their lives. So they meet with Alex the engineer. His name is Alex Burns. He has worked with some big names. However, you could also book a session in a studio with him for $600.
So that's what they did.
That's absolutely what they did. And he's available. He has wide open availability. You could do $400 a song or $600 to have him in the studio with you. So between the five members, they all threw in $125 and they got a studio time.
When they talk to this guy, they're like, so how does it sound? He's like, yeah, no, it's great. Is it all the tracks sound fine? That's good. Yeah, it's good.
He's like,
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Listen to, like,
There's a hilarious editing moment here where they're all kind of talking, and then it just smash cuts to that guy wearing that stupid fucking
It's just
Martian. I was like, that was such a funny editing clip cut there. Just he's just like,
yeah,
standing there.
He was like, oh, so-and-so, she can rap. She's from the south side of Chicago. I'm like, I don't even think you know what that means. And he's like, David can spit in any language. And then we got Space Cash, a white dude from Iowa with a helmet. Yo!
But you'd never know because he can play any instrument you want, bro. Also, the fight that happens is clearly so
fake. Oh, my God.
When Space Jam goes in to break it up, he still has his guitar.
Space Cash.
Oh, sorry.
With a number sign in it. With
a dollar sign. Yeah, dollar
sign. When I say number sign, Jesus.
When they're fighting on the floor, he just kind of kneels down and puts one arm out, and he just has his guitar still on him. He doesn't take off his guitar. He's just, like, putting it in his
hand. There.
No.
Stop
it, guys.
No.
This was such a stage fight, because I watched it back.
Jabri's hand. It just is, like, little, like, it's like he does like a wet willy to David in the ear. He's like, wham!
Yeah, I know.
He like smacks him, little limpy.
But the way they like go down to the ground was so clearly rehearsed,
yes.
I feel.
They're going to turn towards the camera, mm-hmm. roll
Don't
to the
hit
ground.
The microphone.
That's not part of the $600 fee for studio time.
So dumb. And they're not even hitting each other. They're just like wrestling around like Cody Brown and his friends.
Yeah. Go back and just look at Jabri. He's like, stop it. And he just starts like kind of almost like a little butterfly kiss with his hands to David's ear.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
He's tickling his ear. And David's like, bro. Meanwhile, Alex is just behind the keyboard back there like, okay, cool.
Also, how many instruments is Space Jam playing? Because he can't. Space he can only Jam. Play. He can't play anything with his mouth.
Oh yeah, we don't even know if he has a good embouchure.
So all brass instruments are out. Yeah, can't utilize it.
Yeah, guitar, accordion, maybe
string instruments is all he can.
I don't know about that because how can he rest it on his shoulder with that helmet there? I mean, the helmet you can't.
So
right?
Stupid.
Space Cash. Oh, also, I did find a GoFundMe for Black Serbs to do a world tour. Their goal is like 20,000, and they're at like 15 something.
Can you do a world tour for only 20,000, though? That seems low.
Well,
for a world tour? Well, they'll make all that money back, though. Oh. Paying for itself, Jody.
Yeah, it's pretty much pay for the five of us to be singing cheap hotels across the world, and we'll play at Starbucks.
And then it'll be... That's what the music is.
And no, right, but David can spit any language, so he's just going to go...
The girl I liked, because she at least stood up for Miona.
Now, if David could do the sound effects like the guy from... a police academy? Like, the guy did the sound effects?
Something. Yeah, Michael, fuck.
You're not thinking Bobby McFerrin, are you?
No, his name is Michael something.
They now, Bobby McFerrin, what happened to him? Don't worry, be
probably
happy
dead.
Now. Don't say that.
My mom hates that song. that song used to trigger her so
really?
Much. Yeah.
Don't worry, be happy.
Michael Winslow is that guy's name.
Oh, Michael Winslow. No, that's the guy from Family Matters.
No, that's Carl Winslow, and that's a character, not a real person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody who's not a person, Mohammed, who is a high-pitched cyborg. I hate him. He's scary, actually.
He's
a scary person. That kind of scares me, too, that she's surviving on a half a piece of toast... And some sort of little weird egg droplet. It was like a little drop of an egg. What was that?
It was a fried egg.
A fried.
For breakfast this morning.
How is it so circular?
She might have put it in like a jar.
A jar?
A jar circle. Like the little, you know?
You
take the lid off a jar, take the little middle thing out, and then you put it down, and then you crack the egg in there.
Oh,
and
it's like a cookie cutter.
Yeah, it's like this. It's I think it's like how McDonald's kind of makes their.
Oh, look at Eve. She's got all these little tricks. All right, so she's like, we have two more eggs. You're going to have to go get some more eggs. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay. They go to the mosque. She's a good sport. I mean, that's all you can really say. She's a good sport.
The scarf makes you look even more beautiful.
So beautiful. I hope Eve, she will maybe convert to Muslim because she knows it's important to me. She knew whole time. Okay, dude, like, you want her to do all this changing. She went. He needs I don't know.
I would really kind of judge her if she actually continued to.
Oh my God, I hope she doesn't.
Because she has the son. But I like the editing here is that we see voodoo before we see
voodoo. Bad voodoo. Before Shida did bad woo-doo.
Messy. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was good editing.
Yeah.
And then I wrote, this is how I shower when I wake up too late. when I wake up too late, I'm just like, all right, I'll just wash myself with a wet towel.
Yeah, if I'm outside, I just whip my leg up into the bathroom sink and give it a little washy wash. Mm-hmm.
Mohammed tells us that he lost his father and he cries and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I still don't like you.
I know, like, I don't
feel sorry for you at all.
Bad,
you suck.
But I don't. And she's gonna go out to dinner with her friends and have wine.
Oh, wait, no, I can't believe you didn't mention this. When they're at the mosque and they're doing, like, the praying, I was like, this is the definition of floor is lava.
Oh my God, so much
like,
lava.
Like, I mean, holy shit, this is, because I feel like people own their own rugs. Like, you carry your rug around, and it's like your rug.
Oh, I didn't know this. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of foot sweat, face to foot.
Yeah, and I know you're doing voodoo, but that's still your feet. That's still feet on carpet, and now my mouth is touching.
I don't know if you do voodoo the way that I would do it. You know?
That voodoo that you do so well, it's spell hell.
Makes me want to shoot.
Makes me want to woo-woo-doo.
Me too.
We're being offensive. I'm sorry.
We're really not trying. We just hate Mohammed.
Funny. We're just throwing out those puns. We're spitting it in any language.
Yeah, we are. Like, cover. All right, so then she goes to dinner.
He goes, oh my God, that was great, babe.
And she's like,
what are you? This is not a person. How
did
is she
talk? Yeah, did he talk like this before?
Did he?
I feel like she's starting to get grossed out.
Oh, I think she is.
Like, this is not cute. I hate to say this, but I really think what happened was he got here, he got the full experience of, well, first of all, like, you know, Eve didn't have the bidet set up and she doesn't want to woo-doo with him all the time. And I think he saw the full spectrum of Theron's needs and that he would have to be doing that. And I don't think he wants to do it. He's just like, nope. I don't want to do it. So now he's just going to pretelling everything she does wrong.
I'm going to make myself as unattractive as possible.
Yeah. And I hope she sends him back. God, if they stay together, this is probably going to be the biggest disappointment. Because at least Shida will probably eventually leave him and be... She's just strong enough on her own.
And Kobe and Emily, like, that is his kid. So,
yes.
Like, they should probably... Like, he needs to stay here. If not... Ooh, did you hear that?
What is that?
Lightning.
Oh, my God.
It's Canada Thunder.
I thought that was your stomach growling.
No, I'm not always hungry.
Oh, stop. It just sounded like a little roll.
Oh, no. My stomach's much louder than that.
He's just a monster. I hope he goes back. That would be the best moment on the tell-all if they show her and they're like, where's Mohammed? Where's Mohammed? If he's actually back in Egypt, that'd be the best.
Bye. Yeah, so she goes out with his friend. He's creepy. Oh, but I thought you could stay home and we watch movie. Eat food together.
He's like, no, because you're going to keep talking and you're creepy.
He's going to watch, like, Paw Patrol.
Oh, totally. I think he kind of looks like a Paw Patrol, too. Just like Kara's boyfriend looks like one of the characters on Paw Patrol. I feel like he does, too.
Just go away.
Oh, she wants to nuzzle you.
No, she's hungry.
Oh, anything else from these two? I think we kind of just get left with she doesn't know what she's going to do.
When she leaves, he goes, okay, yes, you go out, I stay here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Go find friends at your mosque if you want to go out.
Yeah.
You freaking weirdo. Because she's your girlfriend mommy doesn't want to stay home with you.
I wouldn't want to leave Theron alone with him at all.
Now? Hell no.
No.
No, because Theron's going to be taking care of him.
Yeah.
Being like, dude.
Theron's the Logan Brown of the situation.
Absolutely. Now, next time, it looks pretty good because Shida's going to go on a segue and she's going to eat shit and fall off, I think.
And then I'm sure he's going to be like, God, she's so stupid.
Sure. He says something, or she says that he's fussy, and he's like, no, I don't fuss. I'm not fussy. You know what he needs to get? A tattoo on his finger like Kara, not fussed.
Oh, God. And we get to see Kara again.
John is going to throw his housewoman potty.
Surprise! He says that.
Emily's dad is going to ask Kobe what his plan is to feed his family because he's not going to do it.
Here's the plan. I can't legally work here, you fuck.
Exactly. How about we get your daughter down here?
Yeah.
Again, another thing.
Allowed to work.
Get Emily down there. I would not have my mom or dad sit Dave down and be like, oh yeah, go talk to him about his plan. I would be there because we're a team and I am the one who should have already been working. Jabri is going to throw Miona under the bus when he talks to his band and be like, yeah, man, I mean, she just, I just spent a lot of time with her because she means everything to me. She wants me around. Shut up. He loves this fucking drama, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have a little preview of Mohammed maybe telling Eve, this could be an editing thing, but we hear him saying, you're wasting my time now.
Yeah.
Because but it could be it. Like, Eve, I just feel like you're telling me that I'm wasting your time now. We'll see. But he needs to go back. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All of the non-Americans are better than the Americans.
Yeah, they are.
Except for Mohammed. Mohammed's the only non-American I don't like.
Non-American that you don't like. I think so. Who are we missing?
All of the Americans are the bad ones on the show. Emily,
well,
Kara.
Thais. What about Thais?
Yeah, Thais sucks too.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, she doesn't matter.
They're such an afterthought to me. Like, I don't care about them at all.
Yeah, for sure. But you know who we do care about? Our friend Kara Berry, who's coming up next with Seeking Sister Life.
A really, really special day, you guys. We're going to be talking about Seeking Sister Wife. What season are we on? Four?
Four. Only four.
season 4 premiere. Gosh, what a journey we've been on. Talk to me about y'all's journey with the show, because I was like, this is one of my 2020 binge watches. What about you guys?
Well, I mean, it really has been a journey, and 4 seasons is not enough. I go back to the season 1 with, I believe, Bernie McGee, the McGee family.
May he rest. Yeah.
And, I know. All right.
Oh, I still haven't watched season 1, actually. I need to go back and watch that.
You do.
Well, get ready. Now, before the season actually aired, because I consider myself maybe like one of the anthropology students of the Sister Wives, for a Patreon episode years ago, I signed up for polygamy.com.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, my God.
Paige McGee reached out to me.
I remember
that. To be Bernie and Paige's match.
He's kind of your type, right?
He was my type. And then I had a nice little exchange with his son after he passed away. But, I mean,
you got too deep in, I think.
Oh, I like flew too close to the sun, and then I just had to back away. I was like, ooh, this is
too much.
Yeah, I think his son might have said, like, that made me cry, the comment that I made. I was like, okay, this is not good. Wow. But no, I've watched every season. It's, oh, God. I mean, when you think Sister Wives is great, this just takes it up a whole other level.
It really does. And, like, I don't really know what the special je ne sais quoi is, but it's there.
It's Garrick.
I think it is. Miss Burt. Miss Burt.
What about you, Amanda? So you have not seen season 1. How much have you watched?
But I think that me and Jody have this other podcast, Total Request Pod, and I think someone maybe recommended we watch some random episode of Seeking Sister Wife, or maybe you recommended it to me, Jody, but we watched one episode, and then we decided to, I was like into it, and then we ended up recapping all of last season, like all of the episodes on our Patreon, and then I went back and watched like the first season 2, I guess. But yeah, so it, which is exactly how I watched Sister Wives. I got in way at the end of the game and then binged it. And I'm obsessed. I think I'm obsessed with polygamy. Should I be a polygamist? Maybe.
You should.
Only time will tell, you know? This is such a wild ride. I didn't think we were going to get this season, honestly, because of all the mess that happened last season with,
the Snowdens.
Dimitri. Yeah.
What do you call them? Family. I never know their names. I refuse to respect any of these people on the cast by saying their real names or whatever. Like, they're all characters to me. So
yeah,
they're long gone, and they were really like our anchor couple, which is a weird thing to say for a show like this, but they were like the lighthouse, the one that I guess was supposed to be at all goals or something, but even they turned out to be probably messier than most of the cast members.
Yeah, weird. It almost seems like polygamy is not a great idea.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Can I say something? Can we pour one out for the Winders?
Yes, gone too soon. I feel like their closing statement was a little shady. They're like, well, you know, I guess we're not like those other girls.
Yeah.
They went in a different direction, and we're just going to do what's best for our family. And thank you very much, America.
Poor them. But honestly, we are like lousy in couples here, and there's so much mess, and there's so much to talk about.
Oh, and there's still 2 or 3 more couples we have to meet still.
We haven't seen. I tend to like to go from least to most interesting to me.
All right. Let's see if we all agree on that then.
Yeah. My pick, honestly, might be with the Foleys. The last
100%.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So we meet Steve. He's 42. You would not be able to tell. Personally, I felt like his chest and nipples were giving me like a good 63 to 65. A lot of sun damage happening there. So
you think that he looks like a doppelganger of Garrick? I just think he looks like Garrick.
He does look like a generic, slightly attractive white man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He actually looks like, okay, I'm totally forgot his name, but Kara, I know you're going to remember him from Married at First Sight. He was the dude that married the like young party girl. She was brunette. They were like super toxic. He was married before and he was a pilot.
Oh, wait, now I'm getting this confused with Married at First Sight. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Married at First Sight guy.
Oh, gosh, there's another podcast that they call him January 6th, so I can't remember his name.
Oh, but I know well, exactly. Then that's all you need to say for me to get okay. An image of that.
Got it.
It was Ryan, something like that, but I know exactly who you're talking about. You're right.
That's where he gives me, like,
Eric?
What was it? Eric?
Eric, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I just looked up Married at First Sight pilot.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Where like when he flushes, his entire body just bloats up and turns red. Right. Like he has that kind of vibe to him.
Oof. He definitely does. He definitely like, where were they from? Eastern Texas,
I think. Eastern Texas. I'm like, you can't narrow down a city here. Now we're just going with but there seemed to be an ocean.
Right.
There seemed to be an ocean. All right.
I mean, I guess Texas borders part of an ocean, but I don't know, whatever.
I was very confused, but their story was not surprising to me.
Did you guys pick up on the fact that he likes to work out? I don't know if it was obvious that he works out.
I was
wondering. They showed a couple shots of him working out.
Yeah, I was going to look that up later. I wasn't sure.
Like I need to know the type of person that when they're on camera goes, here, come, let's go to the gym and you guys can get some sweet shots of me doing some
monster.
Yeah.
Monster.
So he was 41. He's with Brenda, who's 38. His story is that he was married for like 12 years and she was LDS. He lived in Southern Nevada. So he was basically Mormon They weren't into polygamy. They had approached their relationship completely monogamous until one day they meet the baddest bitch in a football uniform named Brenda.
She's wearing a jersey. Brenda. How can he resist?
Brenda.
Brenda is Robin Brown. That's literally this story playing out.
But speaking from a married woman's perspective, if we were to run into a local named Brenda wearing a football jersey, I wouldn't feel very threatened. So I could see this wife going along with it.
Her name might as well be Karen.
Yeah. I'm a little confused about this story because he's like, well, I just happened to talk to her and I thought she was beautiful and my wife was there. He didn't really say that. He's acting like Brenda was the one who opened them up to this polygamous world. But
they all started having feelings for each other, Kara.
Well, it was like the funniest story. This one day,
hilarious.
He just was like, guys, are we dating?
His wife's in the background, like, no,
no,
no, we're friends.
How much do you want to bet he asked that when first wife fucked off to the bathroom? He's like, are we dating? Is this like a secret side conversation?
She's cleaning off the grill like after the slab of ribs she cooked for those two
sharpening
assholes.
Sharpening a knife just on a slab.
Are we dating?
This is a very, very confusing situation. But he and Brenda and first wife met like 8 years ago. And they just fell into a relationship all with each other. And they all had feelings for each other, which let's talk more about that. But we didn't.
They showed a whole shit ton of pictures and then just the wife just blurred out.
Blurred her ass out in the back seat.
They're on like a plane. They're on a boat. They're on all forms of transportation with her face blurred out, basically.
Right.
That can happen when you like strawberry shortcake and that's all you've ever had.
Oh my god.
One day someone puts whipped cream on it and you're like, oh my god.
Brenda's eyes glazed over when he started telling that because you know that he's used that analogy million times. Like her eyes were like,
let me write this down. I'm gonna use it for every possible conversation.
You can see, and we've all been there with like people we're dating where they start telling a story for the 50th time and your face just kind of dies. But you have to hold the expression, but you're dead inside.
This is Cody Brown telling that hilarious joke where it's the four wives that are running the show. I'm just the man.
Right.
I'm just a guy.
You're just hanging by your little strings in the front, sir.
The same thing happens when Nick starts talking about the chessboard and the queen and the king. Both wives are like,
there's things I want to do to Nick that are not legal.
like
in a sexual way.
Yeah. Don't even get me started. God. So apparently they started dating this chick or courting this woman named April, if you could call her that. She's a whole 21. Okay. Nick makes very clear to tell us that she is specifically half his age. Thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Great idea, by the way.
So good.
This sounds like a great idea.
And media on social media too. That's another great way.
The longevity of this is guaranteed.
This is going to go so well. He said something like, was it him that said something about preconceived? No, I think this may have been somebody else, but I don't like a man with a shaved chest. It's very upsetting to me.
Yeah, let's just go back to that.
He
probably shaves his pits and his knee, like his legs too.
Yeah. Yeah.
For swimming.
He's like a seal, like a large man seal.
He's got big nipples too. Big nips.
Yeah, big
pepperoni nipples.
Old man nipples.
Now, April, I just want to point out the fact that we have, what, two Aprils on this season.
Of course we do.
And we have original. Now, you can come after me. Come to our reviews and you can rip my ass.
Don't talk shit on Kara.
Yeah. if you remember the couple with the Brinies with Aura Lee and April.
The Brinies.
Yes.
So we now have three Aprils.
Oh my God, I forgot about her.
Do you remember when she told people that she would just tell people she was like Dutch or something to get around her accent?
Which is maybe problematic.
Ish.
Oh, no, I'm Dutch.
Oh my God.
Like, that's how Dutch people sound to me.
No, April. I am not.
I forgot about her. That season deserves a rewatch, man.
They deserve to re-air that because she really. Which one was the one that went crazy?
April.
Oh no, it was April the curly left. Hair. It was
April.
The curly hair. That was an April.
April was the curly hair.
I don't think
she left.
So.
I promise you, blonde was orally.
I thought. Oh,
And Angela was the new chick that named her baby like Leonardo da Vinci or something.
That's right. Yeah. Jesus. And at the end, April ended up like faking some sort of like escape plan.
That's
and like
right.
Being like, I'm taking all my kids and that's why they couldn't film. I'm like, you guys had that on film and they just didn't air.
Left
for
it.
Me.
Yep.
And abandoned the film. We released the tapes. I really need the tapes.
Absolutely.
On that. But Steve does say this, and I remembered. Steve said that it was really refreshing that April didn't have any preconceived notions or ask questions, which you guys, ladies, hear me. This is what old men say when you're too young. She didn't have any preconceived notions. Yeah, it's because she's too young to know better. That's what
she's dumb. She's dumb.
Yeah.
Her brain's not formed all the way. She's dumb. Yeah, he said I really like that she didn't ask all these questions like, how does it work? What does it mean?
Yeah.
Am I going to be safe? Nothing.
And it really shows a level of commitment from her, huh? That she just doesn't. Whatever. Her who's the person that... Danielle.
Oh.
No, her and Danielle, who is Shen from Teen Mom. Both of them have an interview with the camera saying, I've never been in a polygamous relationship before. Well, yeah, you're 21.
Exactly.
How could you have possibly been in a polygamous relationship before?
Exactly.
This is just a fun, cute thing you're doing because you're out there now.
Right, right. I need to know where this body of water was. It's really bothering me because like, how were they at their house and then they picked her up at some Cape dock or whatever and they're just like having a good time. But I felt like the cracks showed immediately because Brenda was like, you know, I just don't really feel that close to April. Our communication's not that great. We need some tweaking.
There's already some clinches there.
Yeah, it's probably because she's trying to like breastfeed off of you because you're old enough to be her mother. Okay.
Oh, and I think Brenda was pretty pissed because Apewo, I'm just going to have to call her Apewo. Apewo was trying to get some of that queso out of the jar that Brenda
I
was
wrote down the
too.
Queso, Jody. You know I did. I was like, they're
that
eating
is
Tostino queso.
Bold, bold move. A very it's confident true. Woman it
on a,
takes.
On a boat?
In
what
a
if you get the shits?
Suit, you guys.
That's guaranteed shits. Where? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's a really like it's a dick on the table move to like take another woman's cheese without
oh,
asking.
Yeah, mm. And she was eyeing it too.
Yeah,
I was fighting.
Well, I would be eyeing it too.
Steve's not going to have any cheese because it's not keto or doesn't go with his workout fitness regimen.
Can I just say that I think this it made me think of the charm of Sister Wives and the fact that like this 90 Day Fiance, we got Bilal pretending like he's rich, blah blah blah, these people are on a boat. Great. And then you look at Sister Wives and TLC always kept them so under budget that they were all they never were allowed to have a bougie day once, like never. On their bougiest day, like they're going to Las Vegas but they're not on the strip. Like no. On vacation, they're like 30 minutes away in like Lake Las Vegas or something.
Yeah, occasionally they get to go to that Mexican restaurant where kids eat free.
Yeah.
So that's it.
And then he'll take Mary to Playa de Carmen, which I've been to Playa de Carmen, and the reason I've been to Playa de Carmen is because it's like the cheapest place to go.
Yeah,
to a I've resort. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Right. It's just the charm of Sister Wives. It's just it just lives so in its own little space there that they're keeping them poor.
It really does, and I like it. It's humbling, like they deserve, like they deserve.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any other thoughts about the Foleys?
I mean, Apewo is not sticking around.
Not a chance.
Oh, this is a cute thing she's doing, and she's on camera.
Yeah, I think she's got maybe two more dates.
I thought it was really fun that they said, he said, the Brenda's like, well, I'm nervous that you're going to now leave me like you did your first wife. First of all, yes, he's going to. I've been that girl. And yes, that is exactly what happened. And then his example to make her feel better is, well, don't worry, because I just saw a picture of Christie Brinkley and she's 60 and she's like really hot. So as long as you look like Christie Brinkley when you're 60, you got nothing to worry about.
Not a problem. No problem. Mm-hmm.
You're good.
I don't know if Brenda's playing with a full jar of queso, if you will.
I know. I'm not sure that April is either, even between the two of them. I'm not sure.
No. She's like,
and
I think he
wants conflict between the girls as well, because he said something like that.
All of these men do. That's why they get in this. They get off on it.
Of course. Do we think that Brenda has ever had an orgasm in her relationship with Steve?
Ooh, I think she thinks she has.
Yeah, and that's the saddest part, you know? That's the saddest one.
She's like, one time I was on top, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, I feel like his like way of having sex is just like rapid fire, like until orgasm, and then the end. And then he's sweaty, he's like, don't touch me!
With his bare chest, his nipples just right there.
Protruding.
Shimmering in sweat.
My next on the list is going to be the Merrifields. What do you
think? Yeah, agreed.
Okay, yeah,
okay, love it.
Yeah.
I call them Joel Osteen and Large Wife.
Large Wife, of course.
Okay. I had a little twist on, because I'm with you, Joel Osteen for sure. But his new hair this season gives me
things.
Some Ed Grimley.
Yeah.
Is this too old of a reference for you young kids?
I'm Canadian, Jody.
Oh, okay.
SCTV.
It's a little too coiffed.
Yeah, something about it's like it's landslide on this part. Like it's there's a little
you expect it to just go bing.
Like, yeah, there were a couple different styles happening, and like he slept on it or something. I'm not sure. But...
Also, I love that they're mentioning how short he is, which I never really noticed before. But even on the couch when he's sitting in the interviews, he's like hunched over.
Tiny.
Like,
thank you, Amanda. That was in my notes. He seems smaller than I remember him. Is exactly what I wrote. I have a theory though, you guys, and I want to know if you guys picked up on this as well.
I think we both do know what you're about to say, and we do agree already, but go ahead.
So to set this all up, we've known the Merrifields for a couple seasons now.
We watched Danielle suffer.
awful, right? Mm-hmm. So they're now living in an RV. They have for the past 5 months because they're building their polygamous compound dream home. Ugh. They're going to be accommodating 3, 4, 5 wives. Who knows? Her parents are going to be living on the compound, and they're just living like a happy lifestyle. So they're in the RV with 2 sweaty teenage boys and a big ass dog, and you know, all of his dep gel. So they're talking about how, you know, they're wanting to expand a family. I don't know. Danielle is also newly blonde. She seems to have a battery in her back. And I just noticed, I felt like there was some schemes going on with Large Wife, and more on that later. So she says, we did not really hear about his family until this season, right? Like, we knew right. he didn't have a family with that. Like, they were estranged, but I felt like we didn't hear the details until now. Well,
they must have been living, that house they were on before must have been owned by his family, and then they
on their land out.
yeah
the land
he was living on Coyote Pass, and he got kicked off, right? I so totally forgot. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm gonna pull something up that I found on Reddit. I totally forgot that I took screenshots of this. Okay, so this was on Reddit about Garrick. And people were saying, like, oh, I went to high school with him. Okay, someone said, my husband graduated with him and his sister-in-law or something. They were 1 year behind him, and their high school had, like, 100 kids in it, so they had no choice but to know him. Him and his friend group called... Him and his friend group called themselves something stupid, and they all had matching gold chains with the group name on it, like the gang or the squad or something like that. And Garrick has a sister, you guys, I'm not making this up, has a sister named Beige. So I don't know what's up with the parents' naming choices, although Beige is cool by all accounts, so there's that.
Beige Merrifield?
Beige.
Okay. So you hate your daughter. Like, you hate your daughter.
Beige. Okay,
would you rather be named Beige or Garrick? Garrick
is like Garrick.
Beige is the worst. Yeah. In my opinion, Beige is the worst thing you call me other than fat. Beige.
So you'd rather be Garrick. You would rather be... Okay. Okay.
I'd rather be named Garrick than Beige. Would you like to be called Beige?
Well, I mean, I'm also not white, so maybe that would help.
It would be ironic, I guess.
Yeah.
If you were named Beige.
Beige Berry is kind of cute, actually.
That's actually really
beige
cute.
Beige Berry is really cute.
Like, kind of pretty. I like it.
Yeah.
It could be like a drag name or a porn name.
Right.
It's just like really boring porn.
Right.
That's the king.
That's
just
all
like,
I can give you. That's all.
Like, you look annoyed at the camera the whole time. You're like side eyeing the camera the whole time.
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm making the OnlyFans right now.
Okay, to add to this, they said the main complaints about Garrick around town is that he's really dumb, shocking, and is Christian only for the appearance and reputation.
Yeah,
it is a conservative Christian town. He's a bad kisser, according to my sister-in-law's friend who hooked up with him. He's a big partier drinker, and his best friend, who he mentioned somewhere in the season... Less he's because he wanted to be his best man. His best friend is a meth addict. One of the other relatives was Garrick's teacher for several years. She has never said anything mean about anyone in her life, but described Garrick as, quote, not the deepest.
I could see that.
Boots on the ground. And of course it was on Reddit, so it's all 100% true.
It's that's fact. That is factually correct.
Now, Kara, was the thing you were picking up on the fact that Danielle is this is what I think. She's like, she's gone from just being completely hurt and devastated, and now she's completely broken, and now she's just savage, and she is doing a full Mary Brown. I am going to ruin your life till your dying day, and I am
I'm gonna dye my hair blonde, put in some extensions, maybe get some new boobs.
Yep.
And I'm going to
She looks so happy. I've never seen her happier. She's in the greatest mood.
The light in her eye, the glint, the twinkle. It wasn't just like that ring light. It was a real glow that was emanating without her. And she was like, gosh, you know, I've really been praying and fasting about this. And
so I'm so skinny.
I'm so tiny.
Me and my school. And I think it's time for us to get a third. And Bert is really jealous and
she's
mad
like,
about
Bert's
that.
So jealous.
So
it's
jealous.
Crazy. She's so
really
jealous.
Upset. Gosh, that's going to be a tough thing for her. But me, I'm looking for some support.
Oh, yeah.
If anyone out there, if you're a man, I guess, this is how girls break each other down. Oh, we don't fight each other. No.
Oh, yeah.
We break each other down slowly and methodically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And us, the three of us, shouldn't enjoy watching this, but I do. It's just like I enjoy watching Mary stay with Cody. Purely for spite.
I'm having a time of my life. I was like, yes, bitch, I know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a blast. She is getting... This is her revenge.
Savage.
Large wife's revenge. I'm here for it. I really...
Yes.
I did not see any interest on Joel Osteen's face about Leah or, like, wanting to be with her.
Yeah.
He keeps saying, like, Bert's really not going to like this. And
he doesn't seem that into Bert anymore, though, either. Do you think... I think he's lost interest in Bert, too, because out of sight, out of mind.
I think he's lost interest in all of life. He's really seemed deflated.
He's dead inside now. She's broke. She's done her due diligence.
He deserves
it's because
it.
She's happy.
He's like,
now
damn
Danielle's
it.
Happy, and he's like, ugh.
Oh, Danielle is having so much fun, dude.
She's having so much fun. She is like, I just got my parents a new property.
Yep.
And we're going to get some tall chairs for our island, and we're going to have a great, great time.
Yes.
Jody, did you pick up on that? Or did you?
What were you thinking? Oh, yeah.
It. Yeah.
I was thrown off because she's making like a full breakfast in that 4-square-foot kitchen. I was like, oh, she's not thinking clearly when she's talking about this new wife. And then I was like, oh, I see what she's doing. Okay, we got it. And then I was totally on board. Like, while you're at it, I mean, what's better than 1, 2? Let's get wife 2 and 3 in here, and then Bert can come. She can take her time, and then she can be wife number 4. Totally cool.
Yeah. Also, you're short, Garrick.
Yeah, I'm going to set you up with a woman who's just slightly taller than you to piss you off.
Oh, yes.
And her name is Leah. They don't... I'm telling you, Large Wife does not give a fuck about Leah, okay?
This is
a means to an end. This is absolutely a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the storyline is that Leah is in love with Danielle, though? Because on the season preview, there's like a scene where she's like, believe me, I'm not interested in having sex with your husband. And it seems like ominous, but of course it could be editing, but that would be...
Oh, I didn't see
that. Magic.
I would love that.
If those two got together.
I want more, like, let's get bisexual here. Like, let's everybody do something. I'm ready for that storyline.
Well, I think we're going to get to that with the Davises. Don't you?
I think we may have. And it's like, you know, it's always the people that you don't want to hear from that you hear about the most, you know?
Let's look into Bert's story a little bit. Do we believe that she's staying there because her mom's health isn't great? Or is it because she doesn't want to be wife too? Or is it because she hasn't gotten her braces off yet?
Well, does she have the
reason? Is a sound reason. It's a good reason. I would like for her braces to be off.
It's been a while. That's a long treatment protocol.
It has been a while. It's like 3 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also,
she's
like,
going for her monthly visits.
I gotta say, the years are kind of already waning on Roberta from what the pictures we've seen. I'm like, you're really not that...
She's not that cute.
But it might just be because I fucking hate her. Because I think she's awful.
That's true.
But I'm like, you're just not that great. Like, this, you're going to be a burden on them if you come to America.
1,000%. 1,000%. But it's what he deserves. It really, really is. So they go to LA to meet this 30-year-old nurse named Leah that they just talked to via some dating app like 3 weeks ago.
It's been a whole 3 weeks and there's something there.
And Danielle found her, you guys.
Of course she did.
Can I just say how they described her? Artistic, bold, a go-getter.
Yeah. She's black and she has dreads.
Yeah, they don't want to. They're too scared to say that she's black.
and she has an actual job that she goes to and makes money and supports herself. That's called a go-getter, a nurse.
God. Oh no, Danielle definitely made sure to find someone intimidating so that Garrett was scared shitless of this person.
Yeah. I loved it. I love that he was like terrified about how tall she would be as they were cruising up to LAX.
Yeah.
And was like, oh no.
So insecure. They actually said he has a phobia of tall women.
Yeah.
A phobia. Oh my God.
And she laughed. Danielle really laughed after that.
She was giggling her way through all those fucking couch interviews, staring straight into his eyes.
Oh, she was sitting up straight, 90 degrees, boobs out.
He also said, she goes, yeah, we went to Cabo to see Bert. And she tried to get her pregnant, but he failed. This guy. his useless dick, this guy.
Good old limp dick.
Just emasculating him every single second. It's so good.
If this is what fasting does, I need to get on it immediately.
Yeah, but I'm never doing that. I mean, it's a good thought. It's a cute thought, Kara.
Oh my god. Oh gosh.
That was like incredible information, Jody. Thank you about Garrick.
The beige.
None of it's shocking.
I mean, I'm going to have to Google Beige Merrifield and see what she does for a living, because it's going to be amazing.
In like a LuLaRoe, like a top of the pyramid of LuLaRoe.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
Oh, gosh. Should we now talk about the Davis family?
Oh, my. Okay.
One more thing about the Merrifields, when Danielle gets out of the car, well, first Danielle's like, I'm gonna let you hug her first, and then the second she got out of the car, she's like, sister, which is also super creepy. The sister thing is super creepy.
We gotta let the sister thing go.
She speaks English.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. English.
She's American, but she also hugged her first. Fully just like a pissing contest here already. Just
Garrett got out of his territory. His booster seat out of the front seat. I'm like, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Do you think he wore lifts? Do you think he put lifts in his shoes?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's still wearing those stupid sunglasses, though.
I can't. The like creepy 70s. I can't.
Kind of Elvis-y looking. Yeah.
And the car conversation's like, so what's going on? Not too much. So it's just so crazy.
I like your hat. I'm gonna steal it.
Yeah, not to say it. It looks good in my outfit. Anyway, and I love that Leah, her name's Leah, right?
Uh-huh.
She's like, I'm starving though. Like, they're like, we'll go back to the house and we'll talk. And she's like, but I need to eat though.
Yeah, they're like,
I just got off a flight.
Because God, so we don't eat. Because you know, Garrick
double.
Yeah, Garrick monitors everything that Danielle puts in her mouth. You know he's that guy.
You know it. Ugh. I kept thinking about all the dog hair that must have been in that omelet they were making, because the dog was too close.
Oh, it was all over the place. Yeah,
I'd be in full anaphylaxis. I would have expanded so large. The entire trailer would have just exploded. My eyes swollen shut.
Oh, God, Jenny.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, the Davis family.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm calling them Slick Nick and the Davis sisters, because
I love how you already have a name for them.
Oh, Slick Nick. I mean, the trickery that was going on. This man is a genius, and I will never say that about anybody, but he is one of the most diabolical minds. Yes. Okay, you guys, we have to admit, we're going to give you a peek behind the curtain, y'all. This is take two of our recording, but honestly, it could not have happened to a better group of people. We're talking about the Davis family. It's our belle of the ball, as you put it, Jody.
Yeah, it's a belle of the ball.
Wow. I've been calling them Slick Nick and the Davis sisters, but they're officially April, Nick, and Jennifer Davis. Mm. Nick, allegedly 38. This is where the lies begin right off the bat. If you guys have seen Nick, he's wizened. Would that be a nice word? Spending a lot of time looking up wave particles, and it's showing on his face. We'll put it
his,
that way.
His face kind of looks like it's melting. Do you guys see like a droopiness around the eyes? Yeah.
I think there's lazy eye.
It's just, there is one lazier eye, but both of the eyes droop down a little bit. Like it's just,
probably because he's always right reading there. Books. He's just always looking down.
Right. Yeah, well, I'd say that it's really easy to have time to read books when you don't have a job.
Don't have a job, right.
Yes, don't have a job.
Yeah, more on that later. like I said, Nick is allegedly 38. He says he's been interested in polygamy for the past 15 years because for him, it feels like, you know, he doesn't have the room to limit things. Like, it wouldn't be fair.
He's got to share that sweet, sweet dick with the world.
In some places, you could call it improper. You know, in some rooms, that one room that he's in with April and Jennifer, but gross. Maybe other rooms too.
Did you guys notice in all the talking heads, they are all over each other. Like arms are just crisscrossed all over the place. Like
a whole Molly cuddle puddle. Like everybody's intertwined with each other. It's like an episode of Euphoria. It's a whole thing.
Now, April was the one who met Jennifer when she was 19 at work.
Yes.
Now this, like we said, this is our second go at this.
Yeah, I was going to say you should probably reestablish the April.
Oh, I think we had talked about it, right? April, that's from the Brinies. This is our second go at it. And the first time, guys, it's just something like we shared that. It was a moment. And that's for us. That first go around of talking about the Davises was truly for us. But something that I thought of was April and Jennifer are legally married, the only ones that are legally married. Did they have to kiss one another at the altar?
This is what I'm wondering, because we know as 90 Day scholars that there's
a lot. Well, Danielle and Muhammad did it.
Yeah. There's a lot that goes into like showing your commitment.
Right.
I don't know if it's the same thing, but you guys, in order to keep the autonomy and the fairness amongst the group, Nick has made the very wise and humble and really
generous. Like,
generous choice. Thoughtful. To
selfless yes,
selfless, so a giver. Selfless to not have any legal ties to these women, and he's convinced them to marry each other and take his last name. So
works out great for him in case they'll break up.
Absolutely
And I just want to make clear, I'm not against like homosexual marriage in any way, shape, or form.
No, but it came off that way, Joey.
Well, no, I just, because I was like, but oh God, did they kiss?
I mean,
they're
the
saying like, oh no, we're separate.
The first part of that marriage is that you're gay, and I don't know that they are. So, you know, if we're going to do
this, isn't this fraud technically?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all three of them get together. They're saying that doesn't happen.
How could it not? That you guys, they share a single bed, a queen size bed.
They're
with
Dutch
other.
Ovening each other.
Oh God, the farts in that bed.
Gross.
And is one of them just like, is Apo sitting there like reading a book on quantum physics while the other one jerks him off right next to him and she's just fine with it? That's gotta happen.
Gotta happen. There's no possible way. They claim to live in the smallest house in the planet and they all share a bedroom because of it. But they also say that when Nick does his thing with the other one, that they're separate. They're in a separate area of the house, but there is no separate area of the house, it appears. So also, did you sense a lick of sexual chemistry between any of them?
Well, definitely not with Nick, more between the women, I think.
I think Jennifer is just lost. And actually, she reminds me, go with me here, a little bit of Mary Catherine Gallagher. There's like a nervousness voice. And then when she really laughs, it's like, oh, it's right there right on the edge.
I almost feel like it's like a Mary Brown and Robin situation, where Mary is definitely like a little bit in love with Robin. So the original wife, obviously things were not going too great, so she had to do a Hail Mary here, but she had this friend at work, Jennifer,
a child, minor at work.
Was she a minor? I never caught how old she was.
She was 19. Okay, I guess not technically
a minor.
But 19. Come on.
But it's still gross.
He's 38.
Okay.
Ugh.
No.
He would have been 33 when they got together, allegedly. I don't believe this 5-year thing. I think they got together when she was 17.
Yep.
And they're doing like a Wilmer Valderrama kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah. Just like he's rounding up for his height. He rounded down for his age.
Yeah.
Or up for
her
age.
I know enough about like Kylie and Tyga when they were just friends. And then suddenly the day after her 18th birthday, they're like making out, you know, it's just so weird how that works out.
Oh, I don't know the Kardashian world. I mean,
me and Joni, that's one kind of blind spot.
You don't want to know. You don't
wait. Tyga. I assume like the name Tyga sounds like a cute little baby.
Little baby Tyga.
But he's not a little tiger.
He's a man. He's a full predator. Like much like an actual tiger. Yeah.
Like what age range are we? What age range are we talking here?
I think he was maybe 26 to her 17.
Sexy. Okay.
Yeah, they met at Kendall's 16th birthday.
That's even grosser. That is really cute.
By the way, that Kendall was 16 at the time, and she was 14. So
even better.
Yeah.
Oh God. Hey, when you know, you know.
Love is love. You know.
Christ. God.
So yikes. Nick seems short, right?
Yes,
or is it just his personality that comes across as short man?
Thank you for bringing that up, because as Jennifer is crying in the kitchen about how much this relationship has helped her develop as a woman, Nick is standing in front of a white refrigerator, and I did a little quick
Google. Oh, God, be careful. Karen Potomac, let's not even go there. Okay.
The standard refrigerator is anywhere between 62 and 72 inches, so I just Googled it.
You're doing like, Joni level research right now on this.
I will, the pettiest research. Exactly. But so 72 inches, we're going to be fair, 6 feet, a straight 6 feet. Mm-hmm. And I would put him like maybe 6 inches under that. So I'm like a 5'6", maybe 5'7" on a good day.
And I think that was like
an eye level with them, probably.
Yeah, that was like an apartment size fridge too. That wasn't like a full.
I'm being nice to him.
You are being very fair. Okay,
and now you're 5'5", and he says 5'8".
Definitely, exactly. We all know the
now
game.
We addressed this in our first recording again, and as many of you know, I was born with the gift to detect genetic abnormalities. Specifically, kind of like my area of expertise is the little person gene. And I want to make it clear, because Kara, you're gorgeous, you said you're 5 foot, the little person gene has nothing to do with height,
right?
It is a facial structure that I can identify, and or proportion, limbs, whatever. Do not have the little
just
person
quick
gene.
Question.
I have not been able to sleep for 2 nights because of this. I was like, Kara's going to think that.
I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
Walk us through your journey in discovering this talent of yours. How did you find it?
I think it was always there, but I didn't feel comfortable enough to share my gift with the world until I had this platform, this microphone in front of me. I don't remember who's the first person I identified. Most of the time, it's a facial structure thing. Mm-hmm. It's an eye, nose, cranium sort of look.
Sure.
A perfect example, actually, I mean, I don't know, like just the finest specimen of little person gene on TV right now. I believe in the entire 90 Day Fiance franchise is Mohammed of Mohammed and Eve. He's the one that goes,
that was good. I will stay here tonight alone and you go out.
I mean, I've never seen...
You're absolutely right.
Little person gene.
He does give like the member of the Lollipop Guild. Like there is something about it.
He isn't one.
It's his voice too. It's his voice.
Yes, but if he were to have a child, it is 100% going to be a little person. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Again, I was just born with the ability. Now, April of Nick, Jennifer, and April, little person gene.
I can see that for sure. This cranial thing. Oh, isn't it a thing that if you put your arms straight out like this, that's the length of your whole body? Isn't that true?
Yeah. It's supposed to be, I think. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no. And also,
I mean, that's not happening with her or with this new one.
Or Danielle. Yeah. Danielle, very little person, Jean. And now we discussed that you might have been thrown off, like, oh, is it just the way that she was sitting on the couch? Because Amanda, you had mentioned she looked very uncomfortable on that couch, right?
Very. Yeah.
She wanted a cushion.
She needs a throw pillow to put on her stomach, to put on her lap.
Yeah.
As everyone deserves to have, actually.
Yeah, there should be cushions.
That's a human rights thing. Yeah. Like gay marriage, free healthcare.
Issue.
Throw pillow on your lap.
Can we talk about just that awkward ass and super contrived scene of them pretending like they've ever cooked in the kitchen together before? With the green beans and the chicken. Awesome. Ooh. Do you think these women have ever added spices to anything in their whole life?
Okay, so I watched it back and I did notice in the corner that there was Lowry's and two other spices, but I couldn't detect what it was. But
well, Lowry's is good, right?
At least like one all-purpose seasoning was cooking whatever those very bland hockey pucks of chicken were.
Oh, they were overcooked. They were like rigid, like you could like scrape a knife over the top.
That was like charcoal. Over and undercooked. You could tell, you know, they were pink in
the middle's a little pink. Yeah, for sure.
Mm. Yeah,
they're fighting for that one toilet in the house all night.
Oh, gross. Oh my god.
Did they poop together? They probably all pooped together.
I was just gonna say, do you think one's taking a shower while one's using the bathroom?
Absolutely.
Gross. Yeah, why not?
As Amanda and I found out, I don't even do that with my husband.
I think that's weird.
Why would you? I don't. That.
You've seen a man pee before, right? Like you've been in the room while a man is peeing. You've watched it happen. Okay. Yes.
No.
So I win.
No.
I win that argument.
Do you go in the bathroom knowing he's peeing? Like, oh, I'm going to go brush my teeth. Thank you.
This is like a he leaves the door open kind of thing. Yeah.
Or you're already in there and he comes in and is like, pee.
No.
Oh.
Okay. No. See, Amanda, Could you just like come and record every episode?
I'm kind of
this.
A weird, gross person. I think we've established that.
I still to this day
have no boundaries whatsoever.
Oh God, how long have we been married? 17. I don't know, something like that. 17 years, and still the sound. If I can hear him peeing, I'm like, God, you are the worst human on the earth. Like, gross. What's wrong with you?
No. Okay. Divorce papers immediately. Yeah.
I think they're all in there together.
Definitely.
I could see Nick liking to take showers. Like he washes their hair every morning before work.
Yeah.
I hate showering with someone. I don't find it sexy. I'm in here to do a task. Yes.
Yeah. That's
like, I don't feel the lights are like on. It's like bathroom lighting.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
I'm not feeling my greatest.
The girl's like, let me taste this green bean. It falls on the floor. She barely recovered from that. She was so embarrassed when that green bean fell on the ground.
Normally I would eat this, but I have to pretend sanitary issues here.
But then she tastes it and she's like, I'm just getting the revelation. She's like, I'm going to put more salt on a spritz more of salt.
I'm going to argue that Lowry's shouldn't even go on green beans.
I think it was on the chicken. Because the chicken looks a little like reddish.
Yeah.
And black.
They also had a pile of what looked like baby corn and green beans mixed together. Oh. Like very public school.
Spinach or something?
Lunch. Yeah, I thought a succotash.
It looked real bad. It wasn't even a succotash. It was very like prison. Love
that. Prison, they're great.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Perfect. Oh, yeah, gruel. Gruel, I think we called it last time. Yeah. It was gruel. Let's see, what else? Oh,
well, the best thing about this is that we find out that there is a child involved in all of this. So that's great, too.
Cute story.
He gets to watch all this happen in front of his very eyes.
And thank God there's a child, because what else is Nick going to be doing with his life as a trophy husband and stay-at-home father? To a 13-year-old boy who's taller than him, by the way.
Who seems quite self-sufficient and embarrassed by all degrees to be even on camera.
He's used to a lot of diversity with like kids who have the raised by their grandparents or their aunts or other 19-year-olds who share the bed with their mom and dad. You know, just it's normal.
Mm-hmm. Is she closer to his age than Nick's age? Cool. Good Lord.
Oh my God, I just thought about that. Gross.
awful. Oh. I think she's
talking about boundaries.
God bless. That, I mean, everything about this was so stressful. I could not believe April had the nerve to sit on that couch and weep. Openly weep as she's talking about how Nick does all the thinking for her, and he just gets to sit there and do his research and development, and then he tells them what he learned, and then she doesn't have to worry about things or have anxiety like people normally do, because she leaves the thinking to her man. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he is Bobby Fischer. He's the king of the chessboard, and the queens move around and he holds court.
He was so proud of that analogy. He was so proud of it.
Practice. He had been thinking about that for a long time, because I've seen that look in Cody Brown's face where, you know, he's been thinking about this and he's just been waiting for the cameras to roll tape.
Oh, you guys, I am rewatching season 15 of Sister Wives. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been kind of just, you know, I'm always watching Sister Wives, but I'm kind of mixing around all the seasons. He literally had like a break. A mental break between like seasons 14 and 15. And he is, every talking head, he is screaming at the camera, like at me. I feel like he's screaming at me, Amanda.
Remember when he said this about Christine?
She was leaving my ass.
No, that was about Mary.
Oh, that's right, about Mary.
Did you notice that, Carol, on that tell-all? He goes, he meant to say she was leaving my ass, but he goes, she was leaving my ass.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable that drove us nuts. She was leaving my ass. But when he turned, he goes, listen, Suki, I would really, that man, using her first name.
And abbreviating it.
Suki.
There's no way she even told him that. Like, by the way, you can call me Suki. There's no way she said that. He just abbreviated that in his head.
But again, he's like Nick. It's that confidence, and he's planned this out.
Yeah.
He does think he's the big brain in the room. He knows more than everyone else.
So the scene where he's talking about quantum physics to his wives, I imagine Dave doing this to Jody while you're in the kitchen trying to cook. And like, Kara, like a few months ago, Dave found this like fitness app and tell her about it.
It was is it My Fitness Pal?
I think it's My Fitness Pal.
My Fitness Pal.
He paid for the premium membership and it's all he was talking about.
It was like a 2-week kick where he was promoting it.
Never been mentioned.
Colleagues. I was catching him like on the phone talking about it. And I would just hear him in the other room. He'd be like, yeah, nailed it. Hit my daily goal. And it's like, oh. There was nothing more annoying I'd ever heard in my entire life.
You should tell him that the TikTok girls are all like very anti MyFitnessPal because they say that it promotes EDs. So you got to tell him. You got to tell Dave to watch out.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure he's still paying for it, but it was like a 2-week thing. Oh, he also bought a blood pressure cuff. That hooked to his phone, and I would hear again. This was like a 3-week stint last summer,
and I would just a layer of dust on it now.
Oh, I don't even know. I could hear it in the other room, like, somehow he jumped from like 40 to 84. Yikes!
Would you
anyway.
Rather hear the blood pressure machine or the pee? Which is the worst?
Oh, blood pressure machine,
or the morning clearing the throats.
That's every man, right?
Yeah.
Like that morning.
Yeah. Ugh. The hacking.
Yeah. Anyway.
Men are the worst. Speaking of men who are the worst, let's talk more about Nick.
You know, we were talking about Cody, and now I'm onto a theory that something about like a purple button down is very empowering to a man. And it gives him like, a sense of like a false sense of security, I think. We got to rip it off. Rip off the band-aid of this.
No more purple.
When he went on his date with, what is the other one's name? Danielle?
Danielle.
Mm. Our newest 22-year-old on the docket.
She's an old soul. An old soul.
Well, she looks like an old person.
Yes.
22.
There's no
Lord.
There's no way.
You don't think so? But she talked to the camera. She also seems a little aggressive. Like, I feel like she's a little like, I feel like she could go into like code switching mode very quickly.
She seems
a little aggressive and
she's a little brash.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I've seen some stuff.
Because she's confident.
She knows what she's doing.
The confidence of this girl to wear this outfit.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to order the hamburger.
Well, they go hand in hand.
Let's talk about the
hamburger in the room.
I mean, again, we talked about this the first go around. God bless you. And is this a millennial thing? You just go for the quarter pounder right on the first date?
It's a Gen Z thing for sure.
Gen Z.
The confidence
okay,
to go in that like Peggy Bundy for Shein outfit. Mm. It was a
with
lot.
No Spanx, like, Kara.
Not a Spanx. Not
a bra.
Not a bra. I don't think there was a panty there. Not a strip of underpinning.
Oh no.
I could
oh, yeah,
not believe it.
She's going commando for sure. She's freaky like that.
For sure. Oh my God. I suspect that maybe Nick got like a buy one, get one free burger and fry special.
He had like an entertainment book.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. The entertainment
book. You guys know that? The entertainment book?
Oh, you don't think Daphne still has the entertainment book?
Oh, Carol. My mom, Carol. She loves an entertainment book. Not so much these days, though.
I was wondering if they still make them. Like, can I still get a 15% off at TCBY? Is that still a thing?
Ooh, God.
Or no, there's Groupon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's Groupon.
I love those entertainment books.
Yeah, we had some good meals back in the day, and like, my God, you had to stick to that limit on that card.
Oh, you're not getting a Diet Coke. You're getting water.
Oh, your ass is getting smacked in the car on the way home if you dare to go over that thing.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh yeah. So yeah, Danielle, she orders her burger.
Orders a burger. She doesn't even know how to pronounce polygamist, this Danielle. She's never heard of it. She describes herself as very fluid and open, but also had never been in like more than a monogamous relationship. So this
well,
is
she's 22. How many relationships have you been
yeah,
in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Of course this is your first boyfriend. Girl.
And she's ready to settle down. Where is her position in the bed gonna be? Because now, I mean, the ratio is thrown off.
They're going to have to get one of those like little Wayfair benches at the end and she could sleep on that.
Oh. Or like one of those baby things you hook on the side of the bed. For Nick, obviously, because he's the littlest of them all.
He's going to go right off. Yeah. The logistics of sleeping in, like, I don't even like sleeping next to a wall.
Mm-mm.
Like, but like, if you're in between now three other people, if you have to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, you have to scoot off the bed downward.
Scoot down. And then you're bringing the sheet.
Do a downward scoot.
And they're not using a top sheet. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
Comforter is coming off that thing if you got to get out.
It sounds awful. I don't like sleeping with anyone, but like with three other people in the bed, I would call the aisle seat.
You gotta call shotgun when you get in.
Which one is shotgun in the bed?
I was gonna say, like, I sleep in like a pillow fortress. I need a body pillow on each side so I can swing my leg over.
Yeah.
There's no room for that. I'm not swinging my leg over Nick.
You gotta use Nick as a body pillow.
Oh.
He likes to be cuddled in the middle. He's so little. Protect me.
I just like, there's lots of legs and feet and like just everything's colliding under there.
Now, like, imagine they'd go into sleep that night because those two girls, as they're waiting for their man to go off on the date with Danielle, are like
with their wine.
Yeah.
Cheers.
One half bottle each of red
Lambrusco.
Wine.
They're getting wasted tonight.
And his burger sweats. Like, can you imagine?
Ugh. Oh.
Now, that's a good question. If he goes home with Danielle and hopefully not have little baby Nicks and Danielles, and when I say little, I mean very little, do those two ladies like brush their teeth, wash their face, and go to bed without him?
Well, there's no other bed though.
William's on the couch. They kicked him out of William's bedroom.
That's
the only thing. That's got to be the only one.
Or do they watch each other? You know, free Willy, free Willy,
free Willy.
We already got Brittany. Let's work on Will next.
Does it show? Isn't there a preview? Am I wrong? I feel like one of you said this last time. Is there a preview that she does come home with them? Like it showed a preview of that?
Yeah. And I also want to talk about how they talk about how like Nick regulates himself. Like he doesn't really want to give the D up away.
So disciplined.
Anyway. you know, yeah, he's got a really powerful tool in there. So you got to give it to the right queen, you know, you got to make sure you got the right queen.
He makes sure he takes care of his women. You don't you worry.
Do we think he is attracted to Danielle? Because he did convince me that he was into her. He was like, like just in the car, he's making like smacking noises. I was like, oh god.
At one point she kissed his hand in the car. I almost died.
I got a little micro moment where I found that I feel like she's a very controlling person and she's going to be a nightmare. But she put her hand on his shirt and then she's like, oh, thank you, baby. And she kind of like brushed his shirt, like, oh, like rubby, like, oh, thank you. And then she noticed something on his shirt and she like went and like rubbed it off. And it seemed very controlling to me.
She does have like, you know, those girls who would go to high school with like a Cookie Monster pajama pants.
Oh,
like yep. You knew they could fight.
Say no more.
You were afraid.
Oh, yeah, like, you totally did know the good fight for sure.
That's what she has. You don't mess with girls like
you,
that.
Oh, you don't fuck. You don't fuck with her.
No.
Holy shit.
What was I gonna say? Oh, she would also be the type of chick that would be when the waiter comes. She'd be like, "He's gonna have the green beans and the steak. Well done." She's that chick,
and she's probably rude too.
I like to take care of my man. That's how he likes it.
Snaps at them. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Well, hold on. You guys are like reaching your arm up and snapping way up here. Let's not give her too much credit. Baby snaps.
What was your name again? Every time someone would ask me that as a server, I would always say, I didn't actually tell you, but it's Amanda. So you don't need to know my fucking name. I'll be there if you need me. I'm good at my job. Anyway,
she'll definitely like fight you over getting a free refill of the strawberry lemonade, even though there are no free refills and it says it on the menu.
And the server is just going to be like, fine, I'll take this out of my tips tonight. It's not even worth it. Because you gotta do that sometimes.
Oh, and she's taking those strawberry lemonades, like at least four during the meal.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, these are so good. Mmm. Like reaching in to get the chunks of strawberry out to eat
with
it.
With her dirty ass fingers, her dirty hamburger fingers.
Little fingies.
So I just want to like end with my hot take, which is that I know that people who listen to me would think that with every fiber of my being that I would hate Nick and think that he was the worst possible person. But I'm going to say that I think he's absolutely a diabolical genius. Mm-hmm. I support him wholeheartedly. He has scammed his way into one of the greatest scams that TLC Network has ever witnessed. And I'm happy to see it.
Okay.
It is impressive. No job.
None.
Three women now in the same bed. And he definitely has to do stuff together.
That kingdom of a two-bedroom apartment. I mean, really living his life.
Because the women were bragging about how much money. They're like, we don't need our man to work because we got good jobs. I'm like, then why are you living in a two-bedroom, one bathhouse?
Yeah.
We make more than enough. Do you?
In the preview for next week, Jody, I know, I hope you appreciate this. It shows Nick showing her around the house and his tour of the house. He says, this is the guest bath and back there is the bedroom. I think he said something like that.
Oh, God.
Kara, do you understand that at all? Do you understand this reference?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Leah, teen mom, when she gave a tour of her house to Jalen, who had wink, wink, never been to her house before and doesn't already currently live there. Because you got a tour of the place, sis. Right here is the guest bathroom and upstairs is the girls' bedrooms.
Their tour of the house. The tour. To Jalen.
And scene.
She is a simple woman, isn't she?
When Jalen's like, oh, is this your dog? As the dog's like running over with his slippers in his mouth. Right.
He's exposing his belly immediately. Like, yeah, okay.
No, I said that to Jody when we did that episode. I'm like, he didn't even jump up on him. Like, he was just like, hey. Like, he barely ran over to see who was coming through the door for the first time ever.
Oh, my God. Jalen is such a mystery for me.
Thirsty.
I get a real ick out of guys who want to be influencers because, I'm all for equal rights, but that's girl stuff, okay? That's being an influencer, Instagram influencers for girls only, okay? And I think it's weird.
in those tight pants.
And Kara, did you see that photo blazer. Shoot that she did with him?
Of course on the beach? I did. Of course I did. You guys are not, like you said, Kardashian people, but Kris Jenner's boyfriend, Corey, has a similar body build, like very thick in the hips.
Yeah.
And like very curvy.
Yeah, well, so, like womanly hips. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
for the pants that are two sizes too tight with, and then yes. Put his cell phone in his back pocket so that it's like even tighter.
Absolutely. Yeah, he looks like he's wearing maternity wear sometimes. It's very interesting. A lot of like loose
that pretty
loose
white blazer with the bow, the sash on the side. Wait, but she just posted, not to get too into Teen Mom, Leah posted some sort of ad for a timeshare somewhere that she stayed and she was drinking Truly. So I don't think she's pregnant.
That like lake rental thing where she was in the I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Maybe not. Maybe Jalen's pregnant.
Maybe.
Equal caring for them.
Kara, also if you're not following Gary Shirley on Instagram, it's one of the funniest things ever. Because he posts all these food pictures and they're all disgusting.
Really?
Disgusting.
Oh, I'm gonna follow right after.
Oh, you have to. It's so funny. And then in every post, he'll be like, he tags Christina at least once, but sometimes twice. And then he goes, "Well, I barely even had a chance to have any of this, Sammy, because Christina ate it up before I could even get to the table."
And Christina Shirley had seconds. Am I right? Always throws her under the bus. Or he'll be like, "Leah and I sure love to split this 3 feet hoagie. It was delicious."
That's so funny.
Oh, he had like a
juicy. The food is all so gross.
Fettuccine Alfredo that he was bragging about with 3 hot but uncooked leaves of spinach.
And
under the chicken.
He like positioned around the chicken. I mean, and then this jizzy ass sauce. Yeah, please, Kara.
Wow. Okay. I can't wait.
It's the best
your whole day will be
what's
made.
What's his at? Do you know his
I think
at?
You'll find it. I think it's Gary Shirley.
It's Gary time. No, I think it's
Gary. It's Gary time. Like, but like that's like an underscore one, I think.
Oh my god.
The way I mean he makes Christina sound like she is hypoglycemic, like she needs to eat at all times at Christina Shirley.
I can't wait. Thank you. We're gonna end on a high note, you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I just went
through the change right there. I'm like, Gary does it for me, I guess.
You get excited.
Tell my listeners where they can find you guys.
We are at We Love to Hate Everything on your free podcast app. And from there, you can find the links. But We Love to Hate Everything. And we got some Patreons going that you can check out. Sister Wives,
Kara, we want to have you on for a Sister Wives episode.
I'm there. Yes. I'm ready. Anytime.
It's going to be much fun.
Anytime. Really, honestly, like, it's very sad, very little convincing that needs to be done to get me to watch an old episode of Sister Wives.
I'm probably doing so right classic. Now. They're so we're about to do the one where they move to Las Vegas and they get 18 flat tires in the middle of the night.
Yeah, a classic episode.
It's always Robin's fault, too.
It's always Robin's scam to get a new car. She's like, "When we ran out of gas, I need a new car, Cody."
Kara, tell our listeners where we can find you.
Oh my gosh. My podcast is called Everyone's Business But Mine, and you can find me everywhere. You can follow me on Instagram, also at Everyone's Business But Mine. I'm currently talking whatever's going on in pop culture today, and also Seeking Sister Wife and Welcome to Plathville.
Yeah. And also Real World New Orleans. I'm not even watching it, but I listen to your recaps, and I've always hated Julie, and this just confirms everything.
Absolutely. She's an absolute monster. It's, you got to get your eyes on it. It's no doubt the best reality TV show that's on right now, for sure.
Should I watch Plathville? I was thinking about it the other day. Should I from
where?
Oh, it
is worthwhile still.
From the beginning or like season 2?
From the beginning, because you really have to establish how sheltered they were.
Well, we've watched that. Remember, he's like, "I really like the Cokes and my wine slushies."
I got a wine slushie. I liked it. We watched that one episode where he like confronts his parents.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I haven't really followed up. Okay.
I'm a completionist. I always recommend starting from episode 1, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess.
We do that for one sure. next. All right, everyone's business but mine. We love to hate everything. And yes. This was so much fun. Thank
An
you.
An absolute pleasure. I could not have asked for better people to do another take with. It was so much fun.
Yeah. Anytime you want to ever come on ours or have us on yours, yeah. we'd be
for
thrilled.
Sure.
This was fun.
For sure. You guys have a good day.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.